just want to get this over with.
I know. It's like waiting for Santa.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What is your secret in staying young?
My secret in staying young? Well, I got 3 words. Boom-tang.
Myself, I'm not a very in shape svelte man. I have a little extra baggage around the midsection.
I believe that's what you call observational humor.
When your testicles fell off, did you form lady parts, or is it kind of like a gonzo nose down there?
Could a father not marry his son?
So, 25 years ago today, my buddy Dave told me this info that is escaping me. I can't remember right now. So, just bear with me while I try to fill time.
Now, fifth and final time. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Just let it go.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Fire beer mug.
Roll another one.
All right, now we'll get right back to you.
Just like the other one.
You did it, Kevin.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Hashtag suck it.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
I hate that.
Roll.
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 Roll another one.
You are a disgrace to all Jewish alcoholics.
Just like the other one.
Well, there's probably a less gross way to say it, but sure.
This one seems to be about. I don't have another cent.
You're not that funny. But the good news is this business has nothing to do with money.
Will somebody please call all the ambulances?
Just pass it around.
Fat people need not apply.
Hey, B, nobody cares.
No. You people are too old, too disgusting, and have no class at all.
Our feature presentation.
Liquor! Liquor! Liquor!
Where's Dave, by the way?
He's in the other room.
What happened to the conversation, Muggs, we had where I said, hey, make sure I have Dave in here for the open?
Oh, Muggs isn't here. What, are you crazy?
Did he forget to pass that message along?
Hey, Dave, come on in.
I already think it's fair that Dave,
hey, Dave
be here for this
in.
Conversation.
I'd rather we didn't have to do a whole thing on it. Just do your funny, wacky story and we can move on.
Believe me, there are plenty of wacky stories, but none as wacky as what happened at Staples Center last
present.
Night.
Present. What happened?
King.
Hey.
First of all, did you guys have a bet on the game? Do you have a standing wager when Lakers play Clippers because you're both big fans of your teams?
Well, let's just say I'm going to have a nice meal today.
In a non-betting way, yes.
Yes.
I see. Okay,
because I'm going to have a good lunch and maybe dinner and maybe dinner tomorrow. And yeah, it's going to be good. It's a good weekend.
Maybe you're set for the summer.
Yeah.
So the Lakers are down by 2 at the beginning of the second quarter, right?
Yep.
So that's a competitive quarter.
Yeah,
now, let's bear in mind for folks who aren't basketball fans, the Lakers have had nothing but trouble. Their two best players are out, and they just are a disaster. They're just a mess. And the Clippers have been as good as they've ever been. So the Clippers were expected to win last night, but it was a competitive first quarter. Then what happened, Dave? You were watching, I'm sure.
The Clippers stopped doing stupid plays, and they stopped trying to be the Harlem Globetrotters and played basketball. And then...
Were they just having fun at the Lakers' expense?
And then, in the first quarter, they were trying to do plays that, you know, they shouldn't have done, like trying to fit the ball in when there's three guys around them and stuff like that. But they just got hot in that second quarter, and, you know, Lakers did a lot of turnovers, and which led to...
But the Lakers play legendary defense.
It sounded to me like the Lakers gave up. I mean, it sounded to me like they weren't going for, you know, they weren't trying to get rebounds anymore. They weren't scrambling at all for balls.
First of all, you don't know anything about the NBA.
No, I don't.
And
that's true.
Second of all, the Lakers gave up.
Yeah, I mean, once, like, I watched a lot of Laker games, and if they're not hitting their three-point shots, then they're out of it. And yesterday they were not hitting.
Now, let me just say this for Lisa's benefit and for people listening who don't understand why this particular game is worth comment on, is it was the worst Lakers home loss in their history and the biggest Clipper victory in their history, as the Clippers won by 48 points.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe they were up at least
50. I had the Lakers at 47. I felt pretty safe.
Yeah, I think they were up 51 at one point. So.
Let's hear a little recap from NBA.com, shall we?
Thursday's nightcap to the NBA action was a fantastic example of complete role reversal. Blake Griffin and the Clippers, the visiting team inside Staples Center. But boy, did this look like the Globetrotters against the Washington Generals. I mean, this was playground time for the Clippers. They were humiliating and embarrassing Mitch Kupchak and the purple and gold on their home floor.
You need more, Kevin? It doesn't sound like you've really...
I really feel like that it has sunk in, and I'm good.
You're 48, though, right? You know we're talking about 48 points, right?
Chris Paul had 11 assists. DeAndre Jordan had 13 points. Kupchak sat there through the entire painful process and just took it all in. Blake Griffin finished with 20 points and 11 boards. And the Kupchak-led Lakers went down by 48 to the Clippers. Ouch.
Now, the truth is that
everything
he's
saying is true, but that's a terrible announcer.
Is it that bad that the Lakers are led by Mitch Kupchak, who's their GM?
That is weird.
Yeah, and it was so sad, Bean. Throughout the whole game, they kept showing Mitch Kupchak, who's their general manager.
And boy, did he look sad.
he looked like Grumpy Cat the whole time.
Sure.
He did. Like, oh, it was miserable. And you know it's bad when Blake Griffin, before they took him out of the game, he did this nice alley-oop, which behind the
When back. They take him out of the game, like 11 minutes in the first quarter?
Yeah, towards the end of the third quarter. And with like 3-4 minutes left in the third quarter, but it was an amazing dunk. And you know it's bad when Laker fans are cheering for Clipper players.
Hey, sometimes it's a good play.
You know,
you want to see some good basketball. You pay all that money to go.
It's a good play.
I got to give props to Flea. Flea was there courtside, just sat there the whole game and took it. Everyone else left.
A lot of people were leaving in the second quarter. People were putting on their coats and leaving.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, look, we got to move on. But
I wasn't watching, Bean, because I had taped a Kings game from earlier in the day. So I was watching the Kings, who won, by the way. But but I saw on Twitter, I don't know, it was like early in the third, and the Lakers are behind by 48. And I was like, that can't be possible.
Right. Right. Must be a typo.
It was.
Look, if you lose by 48, it's just a loss, just like you lost by 2. Ultimately, that's what it's going to end up being. But we also heard there's no advantage in the Lakers winning any games. The more they lose, the better for them.
I think they're tanking as well. But in that particular case, if I'm a fan and I'm sitting there, I am leaving. If they're not going to try.
Yeah, you got to be ticked off if you're a fan and they give up and they're not trying.
Yeah, so. I think you want to lose games, but not against your rivals. You know,
get embarrassed.
Embarrassed, right, exactly.
By 8. I don't want to lose by 48.
Little sports history made last night. So there you go. Congratulations, King.
Most field goals made in a game.
Right.
You know,
done with that
most
topic.
Rebound.
All right.
Difference.
Good. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeMean show, shall we?
Let's just get to the bad part because I know you got one. I don't like tension. I got acid reflux. Let's get to the bad part.
We already got to the bad part, by the way. Norm Bauer is the founder of Vape Mentor 5, or Mentors, which is...
I don't know
Mentors.
Any of the words that are coming out of your mouth right now.
L.A. vape ban is what we're going to be talking about. In the city of Los Angeles, you cannot use the vapor cigarettes.
Okay.
And because it supposedly will hook everybody within a 3,000-mile radius. So we're going to talk about that. We have...
smokers are just like, come on!
Yeah. Seriously, they get kicked out of all the places. Now it's going to be, if you're standing on a street, in the middle of the street, you know, a mile from a building, you can't.
Yeah.
Jason Ellis will be in studio talking about his book, The Awesome Guide to Life.
He sure thinks he's awesome.
He is awesome. Landon Donovan from the LA Galaxy as the Galaxy start their season tomorrow night. Going to talk to him. Shut up, Lisa. You're the only one that hasn't made fun of me in the past.
Well, it was my turn.
Movie beat because it's Friday morning, and our old friend, a guy we haven't checked in with for a long time, Dua Veed.
Oh, my God.
Don't remember the name, do you? Barely.
How long has it been?
I don't know.
It's been about 5 or 6 years.
Psycho Mike was here. I know that because he performed the marriage ceremony between Dua Veed and the mannequin.
Yes, true love.
And then Dua Veed started taking the mannequin around the country on some kind of a homeless tour. And,
very sad to hear they're no longer together, by the way. I really thought that was true love.
Well, it may have been, but he was ripped from she was ripped from his arms as he was in the back of an ambulance.
Oh,
and was trying to hold
no.
on to her, and he said somebody stole her.
Well, why is the FBI not on this as a missing persons case?
So now, apparently, and I haven't talked to him yet, he needs a new mannequin. And I don't know how you go about finding that. But we'll try.
Okay.
That's coming up this morning. Plus, don't forget, at 9 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. every day, we are giving you 3-day passes to Coachella. That's coming up as well. We'll take a break and come back with the showbiz beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Someone
Hello.
Go.
Are you there? Sorry.
Anyone go.
My fault. I was adjusting the mic and I turned it off and then I forgot to turn it back on when I got it where I wanted.
But maybe it was my
fault. Lisa, you were mentioning the marathon a moment ago, Ralph's favorite event. This is this Sunday.
Yes.
Got an email from listener Tony who says, guys, I've been listening to your podcast during my training for the LA Marathon, which I'm doing Sunday. It fills a good hour and a half of my 2-hour runs. Sometimes I laugh out loud. I'm planning on saving Friday's show to listen to during the first part of my projected 5-hour run this weekend. So please don't suck on Friday.
That's a lot of pressure.
So basically, we're responsible for whether he completes the marathon or not based on how entertaining today's show is. So I just want to say, everybody, let's give it 110% for Tony, okay?
All right, for Tony. Look out, puddle!
Hey, Ralph Garman. Welcome back, my friend.
What's up?
What's going on?
Good to see you. Good to be seen. The LA Marathon is this weekend. Where does it end up, Lisa? What did you say?
It ends up in Santa Monica, but
in
it starts at the, yeah.
So just keep going, people.
Just keep going off the pier?
People who run in the marathon, just keep running. Off the pier, into the ocean, and then just keep going. Freaking marathon.
Now, your problem isn't with people that run. It's just people that block streets from cars. That's what's upsetting
to
you.
Any large group of citizens that choose to ruin the city for everyone else for their own selfish desires. Get out of our way.
I hate to side with Ralph, but that's a legitimate complaint because you could just run 800 times around the Coliseum and not bother anybody.
There's plenty of tracks in the world. Just get on a track and just run laps. That's what we all do in gym class, right?
That's true.
Just run laps.
That's true.
Don't stop everyone else's life because you want to run.
When do they usually close it down? Is it on Sunday itself or is it
Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Yeah, late Saturday night. Great. They start closing it and then they set it up and then everybody runs all day and then Sunday you're just locked in your house. You just
hey, a lot of people can't get out of their driveways.
No.
They're stuck.
It's like Crimea.
I'm not sure it's
exactly like Crimea.
All right.
Crimea River, I say. I don't even know what that means, but...
but file.
Before I get into showbiz news, I just want to warn hipsters. This is why you get punched.
Okay? Important disclaimer.
It is an important disclaimer. The latest trend amongst hipsters?
Yes.
Monocles.
Come on, not really.
Yes, Lisa. The latest hipster fashion trend is monocles.
Bitchin'.
New York Times says, you know, the fashion accessory favored by Colonel Clink and the Penguin is now taking over amongst the hipster world.
I love that so much.
I hate it so much. Monocle sales have tripled in the last year. And they're all out there in their trucker caps and their Doc Martens, and they all have one monocle in their eye as they walk around. So if you see that, feel free to punch them in the other eye.
I may have to wear a monocle tonight to the blackjack tournament.
I hope you will, because I will slap the back of your head and it will pop out of your eye and go right into your drink.
Now, I started thinking about monocles when I saw this.
Mr. Peanut, are you freaking Mr. Peanut?
But I like don't understand. Help me understand how monocles began. I mean, are they like glasses? Are they supposed to be for people who only have vision problems in one eye, or what are they all about?
Yes. Originally, they were for those people who had astigmatisms, and sometimes people would use them for reading. Because if you put one lens in one of your eyes, the eye that gets the better vision, immediately your brain will favor that eye. So if you're a lot of these are older hipsters who don't want to put on the reading glasses.
Ah.
So they'll pop the monocle in their eye and they'll look at their reading material and then pull it out. But what could be more affected? What could be more affected than to put a monocle in your eye and walk around like a person?
I see being at the Weenie Roast with one of those.
Of course you do. I know, of course you do. If anyone on this show is going to wear a monocle, it would be Bean.
Guys, I'm the least hip person in the world. I'm way not hip enough for this.
But you're the most, look at me, aren't I bizarre guy?
Not at all.
Pigtails. Look at you.
Pigtails were reasonable for a hot, hot day with a guy with a lot of hair. A pigtail was a reasonable choice to be cool. And I don't mean cool in the hipster way. I mean cool to not be hot.
You with your Cracker Barrel shirts and your pigtails and your
Mr. Magoo glasses.
Mr. Magoo glasses.
I'm not getting a monocle.
You're so getting a monocle.
I'm just not.
We insist. Freaking monocles.
A monocle.
God damn it.
That's great.
God damn them.
Bitchin'.
Hey, the ghost of James Gandolfini is haunting HBO.
What does that mean?
You heard me.
I did, but what does it mean?
Robert De Niro made an emotional speech on the last day of filming his new HBO series, Criminal Justice. Now, Criminal Justice was supposed to star James Gandolfini.
Oh.
They were in pre-production just before his passing. De Niro stepped in and took over the role, and he told the cast and crew at the end of the shooting that he tried to channel Jim into the part, and that's when a huge studio light above everyone exploded.
Look at that.
Everyone who was there says they were a little bit shaken, but they could feel a blast of cold air and decided it was James Gandolfini's ghost that came into the room and then destroyed the light.
Dude.
It's his ghost!
Did he hate that light for some reason?
No, he was sending a sign, signal.
Yeah.
It's ghosts!
Yeah, it wasn't... It
wasn't an electrical problem. It was a ghost!
Yeah.
Someone didn't open a door on the other side of the studio, let that cold blast of air come in from freezing New York. No, it was a ghost!
I love it.
Was the ghost wearing a monocle? That's all.
That's the only question.
That's all I care about. Ghosts and monocles. and marathoners. These are my people this morning.
Hashtag suck it.
You're all on the list. You're all on the list. Today's celebrity birthdays. Heisenberg himself, Mr. Bryan Cranston, celebrates his 58th birthday. Comedian
Godzilla's Bryan Cranston, by the way. How great does that movie look? The
trailer looks awesome. Comedian Wanda Sykes is 50 years old today. Actress Rachel Weisz celebrates her 43rd birthday. Actor Peter Sarsgaard, who, with all the talk of Blue Jasmine and Kate Blanchett's performance and everyone else in there, overlooked, but he was terrific in that film, Sarsgaard was, 43 years old. Actress Jenna Fischer, remember her from The Office?
Sure.
She was in The Office, the first office.
Don't
the
bring
inside,
that up. That
the
is
inside
irrelevant.
Office.
Irrelevant.
She was not in the second outside
that
office.
That is irrelevant, sir.
She knew... when she began, she'd be on the inside office with the office that wasn't the other one. Her.
That's not fair, man.
Just let it go.
That must have been a moment of party.
And Laura Prepon celebrates her.
Wow, a lot of hotties today, Ralph.
34th. Yeah, it's hot-tastic. And none of them wearing monocles. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:11.
That's a hell of a way to wake up with Florence from Florence and the Machine yelling at you, by the way. Hey, how about Coachella? It's going to be here before you know it. Both weekends are completely sold out in April. We got 3-day passes for you at 9:00 this morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We've been doing the show for a long time here on K-Rock. We've had the opportunity to meet lots of very, very interesting people. And some we like to stay in touch with as the years go by. We like to catch up with our old friends and find out what they're up to. Dua Vide is one of those people. Now, you guys were saying a few minutes ago that you think it's been more than 5 years since we've had Dua Vide on the air?
Yeah, because I think Psycho Mike was here.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we suck as friends then. We've fallen out of touch with Dua Vide. He was one of our favorite listeners back in the day. We got to know him because he was in love with and eventually ended up marrying a mannequin, which was just a fascinating life, we thought. Let's find out what Dua Vide has been up to since. Hello, sir. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
How are you? Been?
Well, in December 3, 2012, I made the mistake of not putting Clara on my chest and holding him with both my arms.
Now, Clara is the mannequin that is your was your wife.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And what happened?
I'm getting back on the FDNY stretcher. FDNY put Clara on top of the wheelchair with all my property at the ambulance driveway of St. Luke's Hospital in Manhattan.
Oh, so you were being taken by ambulance to a hospital and you lost track of Claire?
No. I let her be on the wheelchair that I brought here from Boston.
You left her on the wheelchair. Okay.
Yeah, with all my property and my clothing and
right.
Like that.
Okay.
And the FDNY sergeant who put her over 12 feet away from the ER entrance put a bag over her and everything.
That's not cool.
Labeled it bugs.
Labeled it what?
Bugs.
Bugs.
Why?
To stop somebody from taking anything.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. So they were trying to protect you. Okay.
Yes. And 9 hours after admitting into the ER door, the ER staff found the wheelchair minus Clara.
Somebody stole Clara.
Somebody stole Clara.
I heard from a CNA, certified nursing attendant, that people steal ambulances, whole ambulances.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, you got to nail anything down, especially in New York, or it's going to be gone.
Now, are you hoping to track down Claire, or are you looking for a new bride?
She got stolen. Look at this, if you will. What police department is going to take a report of one stolen mannequin?
Yeah.
But I think what Kevin is asking is, are you trying to find Clara, or are you looking for a new mannequin to be your next wife?
Number two, because she got stolen.
Right.
So you
gave up hope on getting her back.
The ER staff found the wheelchair empty.
I got you. No, we got you.
That means who knows what happened to her.
Right, we got you. We got you.
Now, how long were you two together, Duavid?
From June 1809 to December 3, 2012.
Okay, so over 3 years you guys were a happy couple.
Yes.
That's a pretty good run.
Yeah, it's a good run, absolutely.
A lot of people.
Sure. So what are you doing about finding a new lady?
Hello?
I was hoping that you know someone here with a adult lingerie store
right.
with a pretty mannequin with black eyebrows and black hair.
Oh, I see. So you're hoping that we'll somehow help you find a new wife,
if
mannequin.
It's possible.
Right.
Impossible. Well, then, you know.
What are you going to do?
Well, of course, we're happy to try, Duavid, but aren't you in New York now?
Yes.
That's a little bit out of our jurisdiction.
Yes, yeah, that's why I say if it's possible. If it's impossible, then what am I going to do?
Now, Duavid, I have to ask, why have you moved around so much since you left California, Southern California? We heard you went up to San Francisco, then we heard you were in Seattle. You just mentioned you were in Boston and now New York. What are you running from?
Not running from anything. People in California are too mean to the disabled and seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm serious.
No, I don't doubt that, because if you're walking around with a mannequin as your wife, I mean...
Before I even got Clara.
Oh, I see. Before that even happened.
I was talking to a nursing assistant.
Right.
That works in a dental office. She said, you should see how some of the other clients are towards the disabled, on wheelchairs, walkers.
Oh, I see. So,
and seniors.
And it's better in New York?
Much better.
Oh, good.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Let me put it like this. They're not rude to the seniors and disabled like they are in California. And Boston?
Boston, yeah.
I heard from a BMC, Boston Medical Center, staff named Lorraine, L-O-R-I-E-N,
right.
That 25 years ago, people in Massachusetts started loving the gays and sex changes and want the seniors and disabled to die.
You, okay.
I'm having trouble following that. But listen, Duavid, back to the issue at hand here. We do have listeners in New York. There are podcast listeners and some who stream the show from New York. So we certainly will put out the plea right now. If anyone has a hookup with a mannequin,
dark hair, dark eyes.
Yeah, please contact us here at the Kevin Amin Show. We'll definitely try to help you out. Now, if we just wanted to go out and buy a mannequin for you, how much would that cost, Duavid?
Buy a mannequin for me.
What's that?
Anywhere from $800 to $1,500. I do not want you shelling out any money.
Hey, we don't want that either.
Well, I just wanted to find out. So they're that much. I guess I didn't know they were that much. But all right. Well, yes. Look, all we can do is keep our eyes open and ask our New York listeners for help. But if we can, you know, if we can do it, we certainly will, Duavid. We want you to be happy.
Now, if I had not been stupid.
Now, don't blame it. Don't be so hard on yourself, Duavid. You're being taken to the emergency room.
Yes, I.
All right, so.
If I had not been stupid and picked her up and left the rest of the stuff sitting there.
Right.
Put her on my chest.
Uh-huh.
Hug her, sit back on the wheelchair.
Right.
There's a stretcher. If they want a stretcher,
uh-huh.
I still have her today.
Yeah.
Well, possibly. You know, we've all lost things, and we've all lost valuable things. I mean, it's part of life. It's impossible to hang on to everything all the time, always. You did the best you could, Duavid. Don't beat yourself up, okay?
Well.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, it's great to talk to you again. Let's not wait so long before next time. All right, buddy?
That's easy for you to say. Don't be so hard on yourself. All I had to do was pick her up and hold her.
Right, but that's behind you now.
Yes.
All right.
And you were hurting. I mean, you had something else on your mind. You were on your way to the emergency room because you were in trouble. There's no shame in looking after yourself first, Duavid.
Yes.
Okay?
Right. We'll try and help you, and we'll get back in touch with you if we have some help.
Well, I wish everybody their good health and all the best.
Thank you.
And you as well, sir. Thank you for talking to us again today.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye, sir. It is Friday. That means it's time for the Movie Bee with Ralph Garman.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Four new movies in Cineplexes this weekend we are going to take a look at. Starting with the animated adventures of the classic cartoon Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Does anybody remember the original Mr. Peabody
Absolutely.
And Sherman?
Absolutely.
I don't.
Loved it.
It was always part of the Rocky and Bullwinkle show.
Bean, did you not watch animation when you were a kid, too?
I don't remember. I don't know anything about when I was a kid.
Except for a white-paneled van and a lot of treats.
Duct tape. Yeah. And dog snacks.
And a handkerchief that smelled funny when it was held in my face.
And then I just woke up in a basement. It was weird.
His pants were always off. Couldn't figure that out.
That's why I always wear shorts to this day. They drop off easier. Mr. Peabody and Sherman was a hilarious Jay Ward cartoon that featured the genius Mr. Peabody, who was a dog, and his faithful pet boy, Sherman. And what they would do is they would travel in Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine, which was the time machine that he invented, and they would interact with legendary characters and real-life historical figures.
Right.
So they'd go back and they'd meet Cleopatra or King Henry VIII, whatever. They would have wacky, hilarious adventures, and then they would set things right the way they were supposed to be in the timeline, and everyone learned an important lesson about life and love.
Sure.
So they've taken those short cartoons and they developed them into a full-length feature animated film starring Ty Burrell as the voice of Mr. Peabody and Max Charles as his pet boy Sherman. This is a scene from the time-traveling adventures where Sherman is trying to impress a young girl that he has a crush on, and so he takes her on a trip through the annals of time with the Wayback Machine, something Mr. Peabody has strictly forbidden.
He calls it the Wayback. It's a time machine. Now that we've seen it, maybe we should go back. Nope.
Sherman, Penny, why are you two dressed like ancient Greeks?
I lost her in ancient Egypt.
And I got engaged to King Tut. Then we ran out of gas.
In ancient Troy.
You used the Wayback.
Yeah, she was into it.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Looks cute. And then Mr. Peabody has to take them back in time and fix all the damage that they've done. And I think some of the historical figures actually come to modern times as well, and they have runs with the cops and stuff. And it looks cute. So if you want to expose your kids to some animated classics that you watched when you were growing up, Mr. Peabody and Sherman may be the film for you. Or maybe you want to check out Grand Piano. This looks terrifying. Elijah Wood stars as a young, legendary, famous concert pianist who suffers from stage fright, and so he has retired from live performing. But shortly before his comeback performance, he's going to get back on stage, he receives a terrifying note written on his sheet music, and then he talks on the phone to a maniac who has his wife captive, who's insisting on him giving the performance of his life. John Cusack stars as the maniac. Here is a scene where some clips from the trailer where John Cusack and Elijah Wood are having their phone conversations.
It's the great Tom Selznick.
Tom Selznick, the new Rachmaninoff.
Get back on stage.
Now you know the meaning of stage fright.
Call for help, and I will hear it. Get a guard involved. I will know it. If you do any of these things, your wife will die. Play a wrong note, and you will die.
I'll give you all the money I have.
I don't want your money.
Then what?
I want you to play the most flawless concert of your life.
Come on, that's no! No, that's a joke.
You don't
that's
know,
not
man.
Even a real movie.
You don't know.
You better play the piano really good or your wife's going
to
die.
He loves music and wants this young pianist to live up to his full
that
potential.
That is not a thing.
It you sounds like know. A Saturday Night Live skit.
You
it
don't
really
know.
Does.
You both don't know. You both should be killed by the maniac music lover.
I don't want you to do anything except really play that piano.
You will both die.
Come on.
Someone should threaten your lives and say you should actually do a good job on the radio. That's what they should do. I don't know, man.
I do know.
Also opening up this weekend, a movie we've talked a lot about, opens in limited release in New York City and here in Los Angeles. It is The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yes!
New film from writer-director Wes Anderson, stars Ralph Fiennes, F. Murray Abraham, Adrian Brody, his usual cast of characters, Jason Schwartzman's in there. Very funny slash tense film about a legendary concierge at a famous European hotel who is accused of murder, and so he befriends a young boy named Zero, and the two of them together have to try to prove the concierge's innocence. In this film, Zero is trying to help his friend by raising some money. He's trying to sell a stolen painting that they've stolen, and he's asking his friend Agatha, played by Saoirse Ronan, to fence the painting for them.
There's something I haven't told you, Agatha.
Okay.
He stole a painting. It's very valuable, maybe 5 million Klubecks, in fact. I don't know if anyone's even noticed it's missing it, but if something should happen to me and Mr. Gustav...
You steal art?
One picture. Anyway, we need to make a plan for your survival. Hide this. It's in code, and you might need a magnifying glass to read it, but it tells you exactly where and how to find Boy with Apple. Don't take less than half the retail asking price. Also,
Zero, I'm a baker.
You're a pastry chef, one of the best in the region.
I'm not a fence, if that's the term. I don't trade in stolen property.
He said it wrong. She willed it to him.
I said it wrong. We didn't steal it. She willed it to him. I love Wes Anderson's dialogue. Okay, it's in code. And you might need a magnifying glass to read it, but just great stuff. Looks to be charming. You can check that out this weekend. And then lastly, 300, Rise of an Empire.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Kevin likes it because it's loud, and yes. No one plays piano.
You play the piano
they
really
just
good.
Have swords, and they hit each other with swords. A good movie, everybody hits swords good. In this clip from the film, Themistocles, he's probably one of your favorites,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
Themistocles is turning down Artemisia's offer.
Well, it's a weak offer, Ralph.
For them to come together and to unify their armies in order to take over and battle their enemies. He turns it down, and that leads to just a wicked-ass sword fight to make Kevin very, very happy.
You offered freedom without consequence or responsibility.
Are you accepting my offer?
My answer is still no.
Right.
No, you don't get it.
Good clip.
Now that is good movie.
That is good movie.
Lots of clanging. I love clang.
It's not a guy that has to play the piano.
I love clang.
That is way back.
Eva Green, by the way, stars as Artemisia.
All right.
Come on.
All
come
right,
on.
Dad.
Her swinging a sword makes my sword swing. You know what I'm saying?
No, I
with
don't.
With the sword swinging?
No, explain it.
Right here, this sword.
Yeah. Details.
This sword right here.
You don't need to point.
Those are your movies for the weekend. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Just gave away those Galaxy tickets. You excited about Landon Donovan later on?
I am, actually. Yeah.
You guys talk on the phone a lot, probably. This is probably going to be all right. This is just a regular day for you two just to catch up.
I am excited about the Galaxy starting, though, tomorrow night.
Sure, yeah. Of course, yeah. Hey, speaking of things we're excited about, CBS. Man, what a great radio company they are, huh?
This is TV as well, though. This is CBS Sports. This is the NFL. But we got an email saying that CBS cares, and there's a sweepstakes. And so you think, okay, sweepstakes, great.
Yeah.
What's the prize? It's got to be sweepstakes equals big prize, right?
Well, I mean, I would hope it's, you know, a fabulous trip to New York to see the Letterman show or, you know, something exciting like that.
All right. It's a fabulous trip to New York.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's nice. That's a nice prize for most people in this country. Sure.
And then you get picked up by a car and take it to the hospital. Then you and a friend get a colonoscopy. Now, I understand that that's something that's necessary, and it needs to be done, and more people should do it, because it's a form of cancer that kills people that doesn't need to.
Yeah.
But it leaves this reviewer cold as far as a great giveaway item.
So is it like caller 15, you win a free colonoscopy? Is it something like that?
It's some kind of sweepstakes you have to enter, and then you do get a plus one.
Well, that's nice, I guess.
How romantic. You take your spouse? Now, weird. CBS has a long history of giving away great things. Remember this one from a couple of years ago?
Want to do something special for your woman on Valentine's Day? Examine yourself for testicular cancer.
That's right.
Why give a diamond when you can give the family jewels? CBS cares.
CBS does, in fact, care. So now it's a sweepstakes where you team up with New York Presbyterian Hospital to go and get colonoscopies for you and a friend or you and a date. We wanted to find out more about what's going on with our company, CBS. We asked Dave to line us up, the vice president of promotion for the whole company. He is Drew Colon, or Cologne. I'm not sure. I apologize for that, Drew.
Hey, it's Cologne. Yeah, I get that a lot. No problem.
Cologne. Sorry.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I mean, how you guys doing?
We are very good. How are you, sir?
Hey, terrific. Thanks. Everything's great here with CBS. Isn't it great to work for CBS? I know you guys work for CBS. I work for CBS.
Very happy.
It's a great day to be working for CBS.
Couldn't be happier. Well,
CBS cares, by the way.
That's right.
You know, I hear that. Uh-huh. So we weren't misrepresenting the contest that the company is running. It is a trip to New York for a colonoscopy.
Absolutely.
That's the deal, right?
The grand prize is a wonderful weekend trip to New York City. It's going to be a great event. People get to go there and enjoy the Big Apple and also get their colon checked out. Hey, what a prize.
Why are we doing this,
because
Drew?
Because CBS cares. And we care about colon health. We care about colon cancer. And if this is a way to get some people screened for colon cancer, well, then, heck, we're happy to do it. CBS cares.
Look, it's a serious issue. And,
it sure
and,
is.
And guys do need to be checked.
They sure do.
But I'm not sure that having a doctor elbow deep in my beehole is a giveaway.
Well, heck, you know, it could be an expensive procedure. Especially if you're not covered by Obamacare, right, fellas? Well, I tell you, it's worthwhile, and it's a great way to enjoy your colonoscopy, because you get to do an all-expense-paid trip to New York City, of course, one of the greatest cities in the world.
Right.
You enjoy all the things they have to offer, and then you also get your colon checked out. It's a win-win for everybody.
Now, by the way, this is not a joke. It's not a wacky comedy ha-ha radio bit. You can go to KROQ.com, and you can enter to win the free colonoscopy in New York. Now, is this the only thing we're giving away right now, Drew?
Oh, heck no. CBS cares. We have a lot of sweepstakes coming up this year.
Oh, okay.
You guys mentioned our testicular cancer PSA earlier.
And yeah, don't know. I don't know that that's going to work. I mean, I don't see myself going to my wife saying, hey, happy Valentine's Day, I checked my balls.
Well, heck, maybe you want to get her involved in the process. You know, the two of you make a couple thing out of it.
Okay.
But it's important to do.
Right.
Testicular cancer is another cancer that kills men and has no need to, really. So we're doing a special sweepstakes for testicular cancer.
Okay.
You get to, once again, fly all expense paid to New York City, and we will check your balls out for you.
Okay.
And you also get to be a ball boy during CBS's coverage of the U.S. Open.
I see the tie-in there, Drew.
So it's balls and balls, we're calling that. And,
I like it.
It's going to be coming up later this year. Of course, that happened in September. December, so you can look for it over the summer. But it's going to be a great sweepstakes. I think everyone's going to really enjoy it.
Right.
Also, CBS cares about dental health. So we're asking any of our CBS viewers who have any need for a root canal to enter our root canal sweepstakes.
But, again, if you don't mind my saying so, going to the dentist is a necessity. It's not a vacation.
Not enough people do it.
But
not enough people do it. A lot of people can't afford to do it. So what we do at CBS Cares is we're having a special sweepstakes where if you need a root canal, we're going to fly you to the Panama Canal, and then you'll have your root canal done by CSI Miami star David Caruso. We'll be doing the root canal for you. We promise you, before he goes in your mouth, he'll say, when it comes to teeth, let's get to the root of the problem. Yeah!
I would so like to win that. That's awesome.
Great sweepstakes. Also, for people, CBS cares about foot care as well.
Okay.
And that's why if you have bunions, we're asking you to enter our big bunion sweepstake. You will be flown to Jakarta, where you'll become part of the amazing race, where teams will have to use a broken beer bottle to scrape the bunions off your foot.
Oh, come on.
It's a great way to see Jakarta and also get your bunions taken care of by some amateurs in the amazing race. It's going to be great television as well as a great sweepstakes.
That doesn't sound medically sound, Drew. I have to be honest. I'd have some concerns about that.
You might want to run that by the doctors there.
In Jakarta, that's a specialist right there.
It is.
A broken beer bottle to fix your foot. Absolutely.
Okay.
Also, CBS cares about skin care. That's why we're asking any of our viewers that have eczema to enter our big eczema sweepstakes. You'll be flown to beautiful Los Angeles from anywhere in the country. And if you have any scaly patches of scaly, ugly, red, inflamed skin on your body, cream will be applied to your body by the stars of Two Broke Girls or Phil Sims during our NFL kickoff game. We're not sure which one's going to be doing that for you. But
well, those
way,
are very different.
Either way, your eczema is going to be taken care of by CBS because CBS cares. And of course, lastly, CBS cares about our deaf viewers and listeners as well. We don't have a lot of deaf listeners in the radio division,
right.
But a lot of deaf people do watch CBS, and so CBS cares about hearing as well. We're going to ask all our deaf viewers to enter the CBS Cares sweepstakes, where we will fly you to beautiful Los Angeles from anywhere in the country to attend a taping of CBS's The Talk, where we will sit you between Julie Chen and Sharon Osbourne, and you will not be... you will not feel bad about being deaf any longer.
That's actually a pretty good prize.
It really is. You'll sit there and watch those two go, and say, oh, God damn it, I'm glad I can't hear.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world-famous K-Rock at 6:53.
CBS cares.
Indeed. Yeah, Rob is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday morning Kevin and Bean Show.
Heard you guys talking about CBS, and they continue with their long line of great television offerings. They've just announced a new pilot for CBS called Madam Secretary. It's going to be hilarious. Sitcom about Tia Leone, who plays a wacky Secretary of State, and Tim Daly will be her husband, and it's all about the craziness she has to deal with being a female politician in a presidential's cabinet there. She works
I love
president.
Her.
Wait, this is Veep?
And we never see
oh,
her?
Oh, that's right.
This
Veep.
Is,
yeah,
this
that's
is
right.
Veep? Are you describing Veep?
They've already done that really, really well on another.
But she's so good.
But it's the Secretary of State this time.
Yeah, that's true. That's different. She'll travel more.
Right. She's not like the Vice President. She's Secretary of State.
Right.
Baby Neuwirth has just been added to the cast as well, who will play her Chief of Staff. So that'll be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've said this all along, and finally they've listened to us, as they always should. Queen has announced a tour this summer with Adam Lambert as lead singer. They're bringing him back.
Great idea.
It's a great idea. Adam Lambert should just give up whatever. Does he have a solo career? If he has one, he should give it up.
He does.
And just join Queen full time, and they should just play behind him, and everyone should just make a lot of money and be happy.
And I think that there is an appetite for that material. The Queen
Absolutely.
Songs, it seems like, get more popular every year.
19 dates so far have been booked in North America, beginning on June the 19th in Chicago. And wrapping up in Columbia, Maryland on July the 20th. Two nights at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas, by the way, July 5th and 6th. So that's where you should go if you want to see them. I don't know if they're playing here or not. But they've done this before a couple times. And it's been in Europe solely. They've never played shows together, Adam Lambert
wow.
and Queen, here in the States. So they're going to do it this summer.
This is probably the most famous song from that tour.
There's Adam Lambert there.
Yeah.
In his hands. I know.
Yeah. I don't think we have time for the whole thing, but
who doesn't? Go ahead.
Do you know
Slow News Day.
Will he also be doing this one?
I pay my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
Word on if that's in the set list
or
not.
I believe it is, yeah. Adam's in good voice. Sounds good. Speaking of classic rock and roll, the first clip from the Jimi Hendrix biopic, All Is By My Side, has hit YouTube. Have you seen it yet? With Andre 3000 as
he
Jimi Hendrix.
He looks a lot like Jimi Hendrix.
It's uncanny.
Yeah.
Not only does he look like Hendrix, but he sounds just like him, too. And the scenes available on YouTube right now is just very encouraging.
Impressive.
For Hendrix fans.
Sweet.
To be able to see that.
What's your favorite of those biopics, those rock and roll type movies? Like, you know, The Doors comes to mind, the Oliver Stone movie. I enjoyed that very
much.
Yeah,
that was good.
A lot of them don't make it. A lot of them are not
most
successful.
Most of them don't make it.
I like the Plain White Tees one. That's the one that comes to mind.
That was good. That was real good, yeah.
You like the biopic about the Plain White Tees?
That was good.
Who played the Tees in that film? Do you remember?
I don't. They were unknowns.
They were unknowns?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think my favorite still has to be the Buddy Holly story.
Oh, with Gary Busey?
With crazy Gary Busey. I think that was probably the most successful of all of them in terms of capturing, I think.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
The story of the real artist. That was Oscar nominated, that film. People forget. You know who won't be starring in a biopic anytime soon is Tadop Swindler, because everyone hates her.
Yeah.
But an interesting story this week about how she is friends. She makes a point of becoming friends with, like, all the biggest female stars in the business. They had a gallery of photos of her hanging out with the likes of Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Haley Steinfeld, Sarah Hyland, Lorde.
She's drawn to other stars, you mean?
Yeah, like all of her friends are also famous.
Okay.
But the interesting point of the story was they're also much younger than she is for the most part. Like they're all teenagers and she's in her mid-20s.
Right.
So they're saying, why does she want to hang out with teeny girls so much?
Well, she does act like a teenager.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, maybe they can get together and compare their Hello Kitty collections and write in their diary together about how mean boys are.
Oh, they have cooties.
Boys have cooties. But she allies herself with other powerful young women in Hollywood.
Maybe like our friend Pat O'Brien, maybe she's just met a lot of people
in
her travels. You ever think about that?
She has a lot of celebrity friends.
A lot of celebrity friends. That's what you can do about that.
Ask Carmen. He'll tell you all about Swifty. And this is great news. Let's say you're living in the neighborhood where Justin Bieber lived up there in Calabasas, right?
Okay.
Right. And you get the news, Bieber's selling his house. He's moving to Buckhead in Atlanta.
Right.
He's finally leaving the neighborhood. No more Maseratis tearing up your lawn. No more eggs being thrown at your house. You're free of Bieber.
Right.
Is that the greatest day of your life?
I would think so.
Absolutely.
What happens the next day when you find out that Khloe Kardashian has bought his house?
No.
How do you feel in that neighborhood when that news comes to you?
Is this a long game prank on the neighbor?
It may be.
Dude, this is cancer on top of AIDS is what this is.
Just announced, Khloe Kardashian purchased Justin Bieber's home for $7.2 million.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In a couple years, it's Octomom.
Then the tan mom moves in. It's just this endless cycle of horrible people living next door to you.
That is so sad.
It's the biggest case of good news, bad news in the history of real estate.
Yep.
If you're the neighbor.
Well, you know,
the guy with the egg on his house, like, well, maybe things weren't so bad. Hey, Justin,
Khloe would never waste food.
That's true. She would eat the eggs before she would throw them.
You're safe there.
But paparazzi showing up, and then the Kardashians stopping by for brunch or whatever's going on, and the filming with the cameras all the time.
Sure.
Oh, what a nightmare. Not to mention the hair clogging your sewer system. You're going to have Roto-Rooter out there once a year just to clean out the drain that goes down the street.
It is so sad because through no fault of your own, all of a sudden your house becomes miserable.
Right.
It's just a terrible neighborhood to live in, and there's nothing you can do to prevent it.
It's a natural disaster.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Bryan Cranston, soon to be seen in the upcoming Godzilla feature film. He is 58 years old today. Comedian Wanda Sykes turns 50. Rachel Weisz, one of my favorites. She's 43 years old.
She's Mrs. James Bond, right?
She is, Daniel Craig's wife. Peter Sarsgaard, super talented actor, is 43. Laura Prepon, of course you know her from Orange is the New Black. And, of course, that 70s show. Jenna Fischer, we fell in love with her on The Office. She turns 40 years old today. Now, I can't remember, was Jenna Fischer in the, was she in the original, in the Inside One Office? Or was she in the, I remember you talking to Rashida Jones.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Did you know that going into when you started on the second office, when you were on the outside office, not the one, main one?
That was a moment with Kevin.
Oh, that's right. Jen Fisher was on the inside office, the first one, the main one.
I'm happy with the way I worded that.
We all are, Kevin. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Skateboarder and SiriusXM radio personality Jason Ellis joins us at 8:30 this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. A little bit before that, if you want to stick around, I got that coming up. Also got some tickets for you for all 3 days of Coachella. That's at 9 o'clock this morning. And Landon Donovan from the Los Angeles Galaxy joins us to talk about the kickoff of the 2014 MLS season. This is a very busy time of year for me, Kevin, as you know, because I spend most of my waking hours writing strongly worded letters about people who misuse the term daylight saving time, which, of course, happens this weekend.
Daylight savings time is this weekend?
Daylight saving time is what it is. There's no savings. There's no S. It's just saving. So that's how I'm spending all my time. Others.
By the way, let me just butt in here for 1 second and say, that sounds like a joke. It's not.
No.
That is not a joke.
It's Bean a losing will correct, cause.
Bean will correct anyone who says daylight savings. That what? S, that second S after savings, drives him out of his mind.
Because it's just as easy
so
to say it right.
So feel free to tweet him all weekend long and remind him about
How
daylight savings time.
Dare you saving. Thank you. This is also a difficult time of year for many of our listeners who are Catholic because they are at the beginning of a long, tortuous 40 days. We're talking about things you give up for Lent. Now, I am not Catholic, and I have been doing an informal survey here around the Kevin Bean offices, and none of us seem to be Catholic anymore, but it sounds like you girls, Chip and Lisa, at one time you kind of were Catholic?
Here's what's cool. It seems like you could be any level of Catholic you want.
Yeah, you can.
And everybody's all right with it. Like, you take the Pope's word as the word of God, or just discard it. Anyway, whatever you feel like.
Or just pick and choose whichever
right.
parts you believe.
So, Lisa, you used to...
I was raised Catholic.
Okay.
And yeah, we had
did you ever give anything up for Lent?
I got catechism. I don't remember giving anything up for Lent.
Well, isn't that part of it? That's Catholic,
I think I might have been
right?
a crappy Catholic.
Did you go to a Catholic girls' school, I'm hoping? Say yes,
no,
please.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Chip, you?
Yeah, I went to Sunday school and did all the, you know, communion and all that stuff. But
did
yeah,
you ever give anything up for Lent?
Nope.
What's your understanding of Lent? Because this started, Ash Wednesday was what, Wednesday?
Yes.
Of this right. week.
It actually did yes. fall on a Wednesday this year.
I'm
yeah.
saying this week. and so people are probably 2 days in now.
Right.
What is supposed to happen for Lent?
You're supposed to give up something either you really enjoy or a vice for 40 days up until Easter.
40 days yeah. is a long time.
That's why we didn't do it. That's too long.
Yeah.
So,
well,
so
as a
Lent
Catholic, you could just pick 4 days of Lent.
That's true.
I would have broken Lent, it by now already.
If Lent had been for the weekend, you might have considered it. Is that
yeah,
what you're
sure.
saying?
Of course.
Easy peasy.
Well, look, if you really love and need your coffee in the morning.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's an example
yeah, that's
of something where I would guess that's what Lent is made for.
Yes. yes.
Right? Something that's not healthy for you, but you really enjoy.
I
but
could
you
give
can't
up swearing.
You can't give that up for 40
coffee,
days.
No way.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
And coffee, I understand. And again, I'm not Catholic. I don't know. We're inviting your calls to hear what you've given up for Lent that you already have busted. You've already broken it 2 days in. You already turned your back on Jesus. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067.
It's the same as New Year's resolutions. You
right.
think... in all of your wisdom that this will work. And then 2 days in, now it's Friday, and you're like, no, hell no.
I need coffee. But I've heard that coffee is one of the most common things that people give up for Lent. And I think that the point is, isn't it, Lisa, isn't it something to do with sacrifice? Isn't
yes.
that what it's about? It's because Jesus was in the desert for 40 days or something like that, so therefore you're supposed to know what it's like to not have the comforts of home and not have anything to eat or drink or whatever it is your version of that is.
Right, exactly.
I don't That's know
right.
that you could not eat or drink.
Well, no,
but, for 40 days.
No, but what I'm saying is you're supposed to kind of be like Jesus during that 40 days because he was – was it Jesus who was in the desert or was it some other dude?
Oh, I think
it was Moses.
I don't think it was Jesus. It was Moses, but I mean
– I like some other dude, though.
Jesus
I don't know.
Definitely went through some bad times, so I'm thinking –
I was scanning my brain. I don't remember Jesus wandering in the desert.
Jesus wasn't having a lot of fun at the end, so I think you're – I'm a terrible Catholic, so I don't know, but I think
like
you're
to say,
supposed to also be in a little bit of pain.
I would like to say, if you're a good Catholic, you're making a bad choice in morning shows.
Absolutely. I am going to give up in Jesus' honor. I'm going to give up no crucifixions for me for 40 days. How about that? I refuse to be nailed to a cross. So how's that for
representation?
You got to go too far and really take it.
All right, let's talk to Tony. Tony's on line one. And again, what we're looking for is you made the pledge. You thought about this on Shrove Tuesday. Hey, tomorrow's the beginning of Lent. 40 days, I'm not going to fill in the blank. Now here it is Friday. You've already botched it. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. But let's hear what Tony's got. He's got a story for us.
Hey, Tony.
Well, first of all, good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Good morning.
And just so you guys know, the Kevin and Bean Show is the show of Catholics.
Is that right? I'm really glad to hear that. I'm not sure why.
I went to Catholic school my whole life, and we all listen to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you.
All right, and so what about Lent? When Lent comes around, how seriously do you take it? More so than Lisa?
Probably. Last year was the first year I actually did this, but my family goes through a whole fast, and last year was the first year that I actually did what Jesus did.
Wait a minute. Fast meaning not eating at all?
40 days and 40 nights, Kevin. I just had juices.
You're kidding.
No.
Were you trying to lose a bunch of weight?
Wait, is that what Jesus did? He had juices?
I don't think Jesus had a juicer.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You just said you did it just like Jesus did.
What about Lisa's point? Was this really just a kick in the ass to try to lose some weight before summer?
Actually, no, it's not. I mean, like I said, my whole family goes through a bit of a fast, but it's just, I guess, a dedication of what you believe in. And to be honest with you, like you guys said, I'm a practicing Catholic, but only on Sundays and everything else.
Well, but wait a minute. If you're only a part-time Catholic, how do you choose not eating for 40 days?
And how much weight did you lose?
I lost 60 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hey, Beer Mug, are you hearing this? It's time to get to church, son.
That's the thing. I like Beer Mug, gained it all back plus some. So.
Right.
Wow.
That's see amazing. Here that you ended up in the hospital?
Yeah, I was pretty much going to the hospital, had to get IV, I had a low iron and a bunch of other stuff.
I'm not surprised.
Not to be disrespectful anyway, I really mean that. But don't you think Jesus would look at you in the emergency room and go, you're an idiot?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was saying I was dumb. But hopefully when I get to the gates of heaven, he's going to be like, hey, I remember you, dumbass. Come on in.
As long as he says, come on in.
All right, Tony, thanks, Tony, thank you for the call, my friend. Let's go to Jennifer real quick. She's on line two, talking about something that she thought she was going to give up for 40 days. Here it is, 2 days in. It sounds like she's already screwed up. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
It's funny, we didn't know how many calls we'd get. The lines are jammed.
Oh, better Catholics than I.
Jennifer, what did you give up on Wednesday?
I gave up chocolate.
Chocolate.
Now, before we find out what went wrong, did you choose chocolate because it's something you love and you thought it would be a real test of your faith to go without for a month and a half?
I chose it because I tried to give it up before when I was a good Catholic. And I couldn't do it then either.
Okay, wait a minute. But you gave it up when you were a good Catholic, and now you're not as good a Catholic, and you thought you could do it?
Pretty much.
That's not sound reasoning.
So what happened? Take me through it. So how'd you do on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, I saw a lot of people with ashes on their head, and I thought, okay, I got to do this.
Right. Reminded you of your pledge, right?
Correct. And then my coworkers reminded me that I like to have a morning mocha every day. And then they brought me one, so it was
over. Your coworkers. They're so mean.
Your coworkers come from the school of Kevin and Bean. You must torture people.
So was it Thursday? Is that the day you broke your Lent promise?
Yes. Yesterday I had several mochas.
All right.
Okay. So one day, sort of, almost a day, right? Very nice.
All right. Beat that, listeners.
A day and a half. I'm going to give myself that kind of credit.
If you need that.
All right, Jennifer.
If a day and a half out of 40 is better than one, that's fine.
Thanks for the call. 1-800-520-1067. You already screwed up the whole Lent thing. We want to talk to you next on K-Rock. So you woke up on Wednesday morning, Ash Wednesday. You thought, I'm a good Catholic. I can do this for 40 days. It's Lent. I'm going to give up. Fill in the blank. It's Friday now. You've already screwed up. You've already blown it. Ken writes in, dear Kevin and Bean, Tuesday I decided to give up bacon. Wednesday morning I had bacon and eggs. With an hour of waking up, I guess there's always next year. Ken. Also, this one from Facebook, Jasmine says, I decided to give up pork around lunchtime on Wednesday, had it for dinner the same day. Alex, also on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, says, I decided I was going to stop listening to the Chuckleheads on the radio.
Yeah.
That lasted until 5:30 yesterday morning. So apparently our listeners are having trouble with their Lent promises.
I think they're promising to give up too much.
That's what it is.
Bean just said off the air, I'll give up smoking. He doesn't smoke.
Right.
Oh, there you go. You can hold on to that.
Hey, let's go to Chris. He's on line 5. We'll squeeze in a couple more calls here at 1-800-520-1067. We were talking about how coffee is one of the most common things that people try to give up for Lent, and I think that's what Chris chose. Let's see how it's working out for him.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
You gave up coffee?
Yeah, I gave up coffee for Lent. I'm not a hardcore Catholic, but, like, I went to Catholic school until, like, 8th grade.
Right.
Like, you know, every time Lent comes around, I'm like, oh, I'll give up something like fast food, but... This year, I thought I'd give up coffee because, like, I have the habit of drinking it so much.
Right.
I'm a journalism major, so I work for my school newspaper, and we have coffee in the newsroom. So, like, ironically, a couple weeks ago, I got a job at Starbucks. So
wait, hold on. You got a job at Starbucks a couple weeks ago, and then 2 days ago decided to give up coffee?
Yeah, I honestly forgot that I worked at Starbucks then.
Wow. Well, you're going to be a hell of a journalist.
Yeah, a couple days... 2 days into Lent, I had to work a morning shift, and I just couldn't function. If I had a morning, I had to have, like, some type of espresso.
I hear you. That's what we were talking about.
Would collapse.
Yeah, how crazy.
That is interesting. You know, I hear that people who work in, like, an ice cream store, all of a sudden they don't have any interest in ice cream because they're around it all the time, but that's not the case with coffee, huh?
It is not. All right, let's go to... Where do you want to go? We have so many calls.
Let's go to Sonia. Let's go to Sonia on line 8. Now, she's trying something that doesn't involve food or drink, but still just as hard for her.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi.
Hi.
Uh-oh, you don't sound happy.
No, I gave up cursing for Lent.
Gave up cursing?
We have parent conferences this week. So
are you a parent or a teacher?
Both.
Both, okay.
All right.
Yes. So I went to my son's. As soon as I stepped out of the classroom, every foul word that can come out of the bowels of the earth came out of my mouth.
Wow, so you didn't just break a little bit.
No, and it was 4 hours earlier. I'm like, I can do this. I've done it before. Nope.
So you made it 4 hours.
4 hours, yeah.
Wow.
Sonia woke up on Wednesday morning, Ashwin, and she said, I'm going to give up swearing for goddamn Lent. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Evelyn. She's on line 2. Now, increasingly, more and more people, we've heard from listeners who are trying to give up Facebook, for instance, the internet. They feel like the internet is sucking up their time, and that's where they want to go for Lent. Is that your story, Evelyn?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm not, like, very, like, Catholic. I mean, I don't really even go to church to begin with. We kind of stopped going a while ago. But I always try to give up something, and I tried to give it up last year.
Now, let me ask you this question first, though. If you're not that strong of a Catholic, why do you do that? Do you think it's just a good practice it's healthy?
No. Well, my family believes even if you go to church, that doesn't make you a good person.
Right.
So my mom says, we are good people. We don't go to church, but we, you know, follow God. We follow what he says.
You say, nice try, Mom?
Yeah.
Okay, so you gave up on the internet. You said 40 days.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of went on the internet yesterday. So it wasn't a day.
I feel like, and I know you guys make fun of me because I love the internet so much, but I feel like it's very difficult to be in civilization in 2014 in the United States and be a part of the world and not use the internet for something.
Yeah,
I really
even if
do.
You're not on Facebook, I mean, paying bills and checking your calendar.
I find it incredibly easy.
Really?
Well, you're a caveman,
like
Kevin.
Movie tickets.
When I'm on vacation or whatever, it's super easy.
Different, I think.
All right. I'm just saying. I'd be a good Catholic. I could do that, I think.
Thank you for the call, Evan. I know we're running late. Let's do one more. This is Danny, because we haven't talked about anyone who's tried to give up the sexy time for Lent. And that's Danny's story.
Hey, Danny.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. You?
Why would you do that?
Good. I just got engaged with my fiance, and we're both very heavily Catholic.
Yep.
And when she brought up the idea of giving up sex for Lent, I chuckled at it. You know, I thought our relationship would suffer a little bit, but she brought it up a week before Lent, and when Lent came around, when Ash Wednesday came, we both decided it would happen, and so we went to go watch our favorite movie, and about Forrest Gump. Yeah, Forrest Gump. We were watching Forrest Gump, and about 20 minutes in, you know, we were snuggling on the couch, and
I can see how she can't resist you.
You're not a masterful storyteller.
Danny, why were you guys said you were both super Catholic. Why were you having sex anyway, then?
You know, we both kind of grew up in really liberal families. A lot happened.
Okay. All right.
I should not have asked. I blame myself. I should not have asked any questions.
Question.
I know. I did. I blame myself.
He was giving up sex with his fiance, and if I could finish the story, it lasted 20 minutes.
Right. So did the story. I am like, I'm giving up Danny for Lent. All right. Thank you for the call, sir. We got to move on. Let's clear those lines right now. No more calls on Lent. 1-800-520-1067 is the same number to call, though. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets for the new Jason Bateman movie, which looks, not only looks awesome, Kevin, you've seen it and says it is awesome.
It's
right?
Very funny, yeah.
It's called Bad Words. We've got a KROQ screening coming up at the Arclight next week. If you want to go, we're going to give you a chance to earn it. We're going to play a new game. We're going to debut a brand new game. And you know how unsuccessful those usually are first time out of the gate. But if you want to play, if you love Jason Bateman, give us a call. 1-800-520-1067. We'll play that game next right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. I don't know that it needs more whistling. I think we're fine. I think we're okay with the amount of whistling that's already on the song. Kevin, hey! Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday morning. Landon Donovan in minutes here on KROQ. Right now, we want to hook you up with tickets for Bad Words, the new movie from Jason Bateman. Catherine Hahn is in this. Allison Janney looks so funny. It's all about a spelling bee, don't you know?
Yeah, it's a spelling bee. He's 40, and he's found a loophole, and he's competing against the kids, and it looks funny as hell. And what you don't know, because it's been off the air for most of the time, is that Beer Mug is very proud of one thing in his life, and that is that he won the spelling bee in sixth grade.
Yay!
Yep. It was the last time he triumphed at anything.
It's the only thing I have.
And yet he throws it out once a day, probably. He brags about being the sixth grade spelling champion.
Yep.
When Muggs applied for his job here, the spelling bee championship from sixth grade was the only thing on his resume. So we thought, hey, perfect. The movie's about a spelling bee. Beer Mug is a spelling champ. Why don't we play a game called Can Beer Mug Spell?
Can Beer Mug Spell a Word? Can Beer Mug Spell a Word? I don't think he can. Because I forgot to mention in the beginning that he is fat and dumb.
Dumb.
All right, so the way this game is going to be played is that I'm going to announce, we'll get a caller on the line, and we'll tell the caller what the word is, and all they have to do is predict whether Beer Mug will be able to spell the word correctly or not, and if the person guesses correctly, this is kind of like the game we play Does Kevin Know? If the person guesses correctly, then they win the tickets to go see the movie ahead of it opening.
All right, you have to do nothing but say yes or no and be correct. All right, that's turn down your headphones. Nicole, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
All right, so Beer Mug was a sixth-grade spelling champ. Let's see if he still got it. We're going to ask him to spell the word periphery. Periphery. Do you think he'll be able to spell it or not?
No.
You say no. All right. Let's bring Mug's back in.
Saying no.
Hey.
All right, Mugs, here's your word. It's periphery.
Periphery. Periphery. P-E-R-I-P-H- E-R-Y?
Yes. Got it!
No way.
I wish you could have seen the look in Beer Mug's eyes. This is like, I'm going to make up for everything I've ever done wrong.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for Nicole. She said no, you would not be able to spell the word.
All right, let's go to Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. Hey.
All right, Beer Mug's headphones are down. The word we're going to ask him to spell is susceptible. Will Beer Mug be able to spell susceptible?
I'm going to have faith in Beer Mug and say yes.
You're going to say yes.
All right. He's saying yes, Beer Mug.
Nice.
Pressure.
Nice, Nick.
Mugs, good luck. Here's your word. It's susceptible. Susceptible.
Susceptible. Susceptible is S-U-C-C. Oh, one C? Oh!
Isn't it an S-C?
It's S-U-S-C. That's right.
Oh!
Sorry,
Sus-
Nick. Nick said yes, and so he doesn't win. We're giving away no tickets because of Beer Mug.
One for two.
All right, let's Beer Mug, can't you do anything right?
I can't.
Or wrong?
Obviously.
Aaron, hi.
Hi.
Aaron is a seventh. You're a seventh grade teacher?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you daily deal with people that are a year more mature than Beer Mug. All right.
A lot more mature than Beer
Mug. All right, Mugs is gone. Here's the word we're going to ask him to spell. It is pirouette. Pirouette.
What do you think, Aaron?
Hell no.
All right. That,
hell
not
no.
Just, not just a no, but a hell no.
Hell no. Oh, yeah. A lot of confidence from Aaron.
Yeah.
All right.
The word, Beer Mug, is pirouette. Pirouette.
My phone is not with him.
Pirouette. I don't have my phone.
No, yeah, he's not cheating.
Pirouette. Pirouette.
He's not smart enough to cheat.
That would be a French word. So let's go with.
I'm trying to sound smart.
Oh, this is bad. P?
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
You are. I.
I believe we just gave away our first pair of tickets to Bad Words, didn't we?
Congratulations, Aaron.
These are hard.
Thank you.
You're going to enjoy.
It is P-I-R-O-U-E-T-T-E.
All right. Of course. He knew it.
Who's our next contestant, please?
Let's go to Kyle. Hi there.
Hi there. Fire
beer Kyle. Fire beer mug indeed, by the way. It's tough, man. People have been having a lot of trouble guessing so far, but let's see how he does with the next word we have, which is paraphernalia. Paraphernalia.
Given his history, I want to say yes, but I'm going to say no.
All right. Kyle is a tentative no.
Oh, okay.
He feels like he might be making the wrong decision.
Okay,
but let's
okay.
see.
All right, Mugs, here you go. Sixth grade spelling bee champ beer mug now is going to attempt to spell the word paraphernalia. Paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia. P-A-R.
Take your time. We're not on the radio.
I-P-H? Oh, it's O! It's O! No?
It's A. It's actually A.
Congratulations.
Damn it. Oh, the pressure's sir, getting to him.
This is tough.
I believe we just gave away another pair, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, we did. Kyle, right. Congratulations.
I think we already have, maybe only have time for one more.
Oh, I hope I get this right.
All right. Let's go to Samantha. Hi there, Samantha.
Hi there.
Mugs, I just want to remind you, it doesn't matter if you get it right or not. It just matters if they guess
yeah,
correctly.
But I want to look good.
Yeah, but you're not.
Okay.
You're getting further and further away from that spelling bee championship, Mugs. I got to be honest. If that's the only thing you got going in your
that's
life,
it,
it's,
way,
it's
yeah.
starting to fade, man. That crown is starting to become tarnished, my friend. All right. Who's on the line? Samantha. Samantha, how you been doing so far playing while you've been listening on the phone?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Let's see what Mugs will do with his final word. It is connoisseur. Connoisseur.
Samantha, yes or no?
No.
A quick no. A okay. quick no from Samantha.
Okay.
Mugs, welcome back. Your word is connoisseur. Connoisseur.
Oh, I've seen this one. Okay.
I've seen this one.
Are you a connoisseur of spelling, if I may use it in a sentence?
In sixth grade, yes. Connoisseur. C-O-N-N-I-S.
It's O-I-S.
O-I-S! Oh, my
Samantha, please enjoy Jason Bateman's fantastic new movie. It is called Bad Words. K-Rock screening on March 12th in theaters everywhere on March 14th. Thanks for playing Can Beer Mug Spell?
Can Beer Mug Spell a Word?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
Ow.
Ralph Garman is here. Tavern, are you okay?
What's that? What
do you mean? Did I hear Ow?
I've got a monkey wrench in my eye. Or something.
Uh-oh.
Something massive.
Okay.
I think it might be a phone book. I'm not sure.
Is it your finger? It looks like your finger.
It really hurts. I'm trying to get the thing out of my eye. That's why my finger's
sorry.
All in my eye.
Oh, what do we do? Do we
that's
continue?
A bad surprise. I'll be okay.
You need a you need a monocle so you
monocle
can see with your good eye.
Put a monocle in one eye and I'll be fine.
Ralph told us this morning that monocles are the hot new thing for hipsters, so I think we all need to get monocles now.
Freaking hipsters. Let's beat the hipsters with the emo. Let's just take care of two and one. I want to give everybody a heads up. Our good buddy Jim Jeffries is coming to Club Nokia on March the 29th.
Yay!
If you've never seen Jim Jeffries live
it's hysterical.
Doing his stand-up comedy, you are missing out. As a comic groupie, a guy who loves live comedy and loves good comedians.
And a groupie in the real sense of the word.
And a guy who bones comedians backstage,
right.
Yes. I really can't recommend any comedian higher than Jim Jeffries. It's Club Nokia, March the 29th. Tickets are available now at AXS.com. AXS.com is where you go to get your tickets for Jim Jeffries to see him down there at Club Nokia on the 29th of March. Go do that because I think you'll enjoy yourself. Speaking of plugs, a little something-something for me. I wanted to give people a heads up. I am very proud, very pleased to announce my first major animation voiceover gig, other than Family Guy,
oh no kidding,
really? Is happening this weekend. The good people over at Marvel asked me to voice one of their comic book characters in their new series, Avengers Assemble.
That's only awesome.
How great is it for me to voice a comic book character? Sadly, I have to be a supervillain. I would have rather been a superhero.
Who cares?
But
you're in the world.
I got to be Mojo from the Marvel Universe in Avengers Assemble. That is airing this Sunday at 8 a.m., it's a kid show. It's on Disney XD is where you can tune into Avengers Assemble at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning to hear a familiar voice of Mojo, the evil, disgusting, green, intergalactic pig monster.
Wait, it's really part pig?
No, he's just a big, disgusting, slimy, green
pig. Okay. Aren't you tired of being typecast, Ralph?
I am, yeah. Who forces Hulk and Hawkeye to battle to the death with some other intergalactic warriors. It's a very fun episode. Here's a little taste of me as the evil Mojo.
That's right, sports fans. We've got ourselves a good old Derby of Demise. The rules are simple. There are none. Left the alien standing. Left.
Yeah, that's us in the big arena there where the Warriors are battling it out.
Are you wearing a monocle?
I'm not wearing a monocle.
Come on.
Chose not to wear a monocle for this role. So watch me as Mojo this Sunday at AM on Disney XD.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun to do. So I wanted to give a little shout out. The Kardashian family is just melting down. It's Bruce is becoming a woman, and Khloe's going to divorce, and she's buying Justin Bieber's house. Jira Lamar won't divorce her, by the way. Won't sign
what?
The papers.
Mm-mm. Why?
Because he thinks there's a chance.
What?
Yeah, he refuses to sign the divorce papers. He's constantly calling and texting her because he wants to save the marriage.
They were together for like a week.
I know, and Khloe is well over it. But
wow.
he is one of those guys we talked about earlier this week. Yeah. He's doing anything to get his woman back. And who? You're out. You win.
You won. You made
got
it
over
out.
The
right.
wall. Keep running.
You escaped from the Kardashians.
You know what? Tim Robbins didn't tunnel his way back into Shawshank, okay? Once he got out. He didn't come back through the poster, Rita Hayworth. He stayed out.
Yeah.
Thinking, Lamar. Do yourself the right thing.
He's just going where the food is.
Speaking of food, Rob Kardashian. Everyone's worried his life may be in danger.
Why?
The sole boy of the Kardashian clan over there. He has gained 60 pounds.
Whoa!
Listen up, Muggs.
Keeps getting bigger, and apparently he's been shut out of his family.
Because he's fat?
Because he's fat. Can you imagine Kris Jenner's disgust and misery at having a fat Kardashian?
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem.
On their reality show? She's probably hiding him behind couches and stuff. Get out. The cameras are here. Go away. They are constantly reminding him to lose weight, apparently, and he's losing his mind.
You've got a weight problem, and you know it.
Look, if I was stuck in that family, yeah. I would turn to comfort food as
you
well.
You would eat everything in the house.
The reason Beer Mug eats. Because we all hate him, and so he just turns to food his only friend.
You're my only friend.
That's how Rob must feel in the Kardashian family. Beer Mug is the Rob Kardashian of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Tubby! Want another Pop-Tart, Tubby?
I just put it all together.
Fatty, 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 fatty,
and meanwhile, Kyle and Kendall Jenner have written their first novel.
Yes!
Yeah.
What we've all been waiting... What?
It's an adult sci-fi romance novel. It's like Twilight, but with science fiction instead.
Aren't they teenagers?
They are teenagers, Bean. Exactly. You have put your finger right on the...
Reason not to buy the book.
Reason not to buy the book. It's called Rebels, City of Indra. And apparently it's the first in a series that they're creating about...
Are the heroes two teenage girls?
I believe they are.
Imagine.
Who are models and space warriors. And they go to the island of Model Land and meet Tyra Banks' character in her books, and it's a big crossover.
I think Lord is the only teenager that I'm interested in seeing what she's writing.
Yeah, you know why? Because she has talent! Yeah.
Right.
And she doesn't have a fat brother.
Yeah, that's true. That we know of.
Because that's the worst.
That's the worst when you have a fat brother. All right, let's talk about showbiz birthdays. Bryan Cranston's 58 years old today. Comedian Wanda Sykes turns 50. Now, tell us a little piece of interesting trivia, Bean, that you mentioned off air recently about Wanda
Sykes. I was just shocked to see the television resume of John Ridley, the man who won the screenwriting Oscar for 12 Years a Slave.
Right.
His last job in Hollywood was the head writer for the Wanda Sykes daytime TV show.
See?
How's that for an upgrade?
You can't judge people by their jobs.
Really?
Sometimes there's a pool of talent that is going unused in Hollywood. Rachel Weisz is 43 years old today. Actor Peter Sarsgaard, also 43. Jenna Fischer, currently expecting her second baby. She's 40 years old today. And actress Laura Prepon from That 70s Show and Orange is the New Black turns 34. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So almost every game, Kevin, you're there at the StubHub Center to watch the Galaxy. And you're there and you're ready to go in and you got your jersey on. And all they need to do is just look up and point and you'll run out onto the field and show them how it's done. But they never put you in the game.
I have my cleats.
Yeah. What's the problem? Why are they missing out the opportunity to have you on the team?
I don't know. I really can't tell you.
I can't figure it out either. Well, MLS soccer returns this weekend. It's the season opener of the Galaxy versus Real Salt Lake. We're always excited to have Landon Donovan on the phone. He joins us right now on the eve of kicking it all off one more time. Hey, Landon, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, guys. I'm a little tired. Let me give you a little insight into the glorious life that professional athletes lead.
All right.
I woke up this morning to the delightful smell of my dog having a rough night, bowel-wise.
Oh, wow.
So I literally spent probably an hour this morning.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Landon, Brad Pitt had the exact same experience with his dog pooping all over his living room as he was leaving to go to the Oscars the other night, and he had to do the exact same thing. So dogs don't care who you are. They just want to do their business.
I mean, they really don't care. And I mean, we must love these things a lot because it was just not fun.
Yeah, we don't. You know what? We don't need any further explanation of your morning.
Yeah,
if that's cool. Now,
so anyway,
didn't we talk to you one time when you were in the kitchen making some kind of gruel or some kind of nasty food?
Oh, you remember that?
Was that?
I think that was the last time we had you. You were cooking like a raccoon for breakfast or something.
No. I was making my tep, my Ethiopian grain.
Right. Or that?
Have you tried it yet?
No, of course not. It looks terrible.
We live in America. We have our own food, Landon.
Listen, those people are strong and healthy and vibrant, and maybe we can learn from them.
Well, that's what they say about the Ethiopians all the time, is you can only be as healthy as they are.
All right, Landon, the first game is tomorrow night. How do you feel? How does the team feel?
I feel great. I think the team's ready. Preseason's always a little bit annoying because you're doing all the running and fitness and playing against each other, and you kind of get sick of it. So you're always excited for the first game to start.
And you know, I think Kevin was asking a little bit about health. I mean, Robbie Keane is completely healthy now, right? And as far as I know, everybody is.
Yeah, our team's had a really good preseason. Robbie needed the offseason. He's been playing with a couple bad Achilles for quite a long time now. A couple other guys had some issues that needed to get rested. So we're in good shape and we're ready.
How about Real Salt Lake? What do you expect from them?
Well, they're a very good team. They were in the final last year. They lost in the final, and they've been, in my opinion, probably the best team in our league besides us for the last 5 or 6 years. And they knocked us out of the playoffs last year, so a little revenge, hopefully, on the cards, and we'll see what happens.
Landon, I don't know if you're a superstitious or not, so I hope it's okay for me to bring this topic up. But the Lakers last night lost by 48 points to the Los Angeles Clippers. It was the worst home loss they've ever had. Have you ever been a part of a game that has been crazy lopsided where you just couldn't believe it was real, either on the upside or the downside of it?
There was one game a few years ago. We played Dallas at home, and it was one of those nights where everything went right for them and everything went wrong for us. And I think it was 6-1 at one point for
them.
And we ended up scoring 2 goals late on, but it can happen from time to time. I mean, obviously the Lakers are in a different kind of year than people are used to. And my guess is that the Clippers wanted to make sure that they gave them the worst loss.
Of course. But I mean, look, so much of what you guys do is mental also. And you just have to erase something like that. Whether you're the team that's 6-1 or the team that's 1-6, you have to erase it and just realize it's just another game and anything can happen on any given night and then just move on, right?
Yeah, it's a big part of sports. And I think we're going to see more of it going forward is people focusing more on the mental aspect. I mean, I've had times in games where I miss a chance, a really easy chance to score in the third minute, and then I'm a mess the rest of the game, and I can't even focus the rest of the game. And so one of the best attributes of being an athlete is being able to forget, and it's good and bad. You might score 3 goals one day, and the next game nobody cares because you got to keep going. So if you can't keep that up, then you don't want it to carry over, even if you have a positive day. So you got to forget and stay present.
You're obviously staying home for the home opener for the Galaxy, but you must have been driven crazy watching the U.S. play the Ukraine and losing 2-0. Does that drive you nuts to not be out there?
It's always hard to watch. I have, for me, there's like there's some, well, not nostalgic, but there's memory involved with having to watch games when I was younger. If I got in trouble, my mom wouldn't let me play a game on the weekend, and then she'd also make me go and sit and watch from the sidelines just to torture me. So, so whenever I sit home and watch games, it gives me like serious anxiety. So I have to take that into account.
This is the voice of Landon Donovan here on the Kevin and Bean Show, forward for the Los Angeles Galaxy, as we have been talking about all week long. They open up the season against Real Salt Lake. That is going to be tomorrow at StubHub Center. We got a great four-pack of tickets to give away to that, along with four passes to the pregame warm-ups and a signed LA Galaxy team jersey. Phenomenal prize for caller 25 right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. Caller 25, you win that Galaxy VIP package to go tomorrow night. Landon, are you trying just to not think about Brazil at this point? Is that just got to be, you just got to put that out of your mind until it's time?
Yeah, it's hard to, because everywhere we turn, we see it. You know, it's on TV, it's being promoted, and it's exciting. Fortunately, I've been through this a few times now, so I can compartmentalize and keep it where it needs to be for now. But, of course, we're excited about it, and when May comes, and hopefully myself and Omar are there and a part of it, then we can focus on that.
I'm sorry to ask a stupid question if it's stupid, but does the MLS take a break or do they just keep right on playing?
MLS will take a 2-week break, and it's not a stupid question because although most of your questions are stupid.
Thank you. not that one.
In the past, we didn't take a break, and I think it's a big disadvantage for a lot of the teams to have their best players missing. So I think the league has done the right thing in taking a break during that part of it, which other leagues do as well.
Look, I know I was kind of joking when we came on that Kevin is always there, cleated up with a jersey ready to be put in the game. But he's also going to Brazil. He's going to see you guys at the World Cup as well. So I'm just saying that's available to you, Landon.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let the coach know if we need another player. You're in.
I'll be there if I'm needed. I'm just saying. I'm ready
to
go
in. Are
you
really going?
Absolutely.
Really going?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
I'm going to see U.S. Portugal, U.S. Germany, a couple of a Brazil game. I'm hoping to get put in for the Brazilian team as well.
You really are a fan, huh?
All right. Well, listen, Landon, we know you got to go. Quit feeding your dog whatever you're feeding him, for starters.
Stop eating what you're eating.
And just have a great time out there tomorrow, and we're happy to have you back, and have a great season, and I hope we get a chance to talk to you, you know, before, during, and after Brazil, and it's always great to catch up with you on the show, man. We really appreciate the time.
Awesome, guys. Thank you very much, and thanks for the support.
You bet. Thanks, Landon.
Now, this is going to be fun. This is what you want. This is how you want to spend your Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jason Ellis joins us in studio, former skateboarder, former MMA fighter, best-selling author, now satellite radio host. He has another New York Times best-selling book out now called The Awesome Guide to Life. Jason, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Great to be here.
Thank you. Jason is going to be at the Barnes & Noble in Rancho Cucamonga. That is going to be tomorrow at 2 p.m. if you want to meet him and get the new book signed.
It's a hot spot, Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah.
That is at least 2 hours from here. You know that, right?
I actually told all the listeners and fans that I'm going to have another event after the signing because I don't think it's fair that anyone should come to Rancho Cucamonga just to see my face and then they walk off.
Well, there are some people who live out there that might be interested.
Right. Okay, well, but then those travel. Guys can just walk off after they see my face, but the rest of them are going to come to an event where we can all hang out and chat about stuff, not be rushed.
There you go. Yeah.
Now, Jason, the first book that you wrote was called I'm Awesome, right?
Yes.
So that was a book all about how you're awesome. Now, the new book is all about how I can be awesome? Is that what's happening here?
I'm
is that
not
the
sure.
Difference?
It could be too late for you, Bean. But
it might be too late for me, yeah.
You never know. You could give it a go.
I was skimming through the book yesterday, Bean, and he does give you tips on how to shave your ass.
Okay, good.
I mean, if you're into that,
that's tell me what's going on here. I mean, is that a fair way to sum it up? Is it now you're trying to pass along the tips that have made you awesome to other people?
I'm sorry, Bean. Hang on a second. What was your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, you're a lovely lady who's staring at me when Bean's talking about having a hairy ass. It's making me uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
You want her to look away?
When anyone says the word ass, I'd appreciate it if she didn't look directly into my eyes.
All right, I will look away.
Because my butt is clean.
I had that feeling.
Oh, I sensed that. I sensed that for the book that you spent a lot of time with your own ass.
I can hear the hair in your butt from here, Bean. So. Maybe want to give a couple of pages a flick.
Why are you qualified to give advice to other people?
Well, short version.
Mm-hmm. Because he's not.
I had. Yeah, well, that's another angle completely.
Honestly, I think if you put yourself out there with rules for people, everybody starts turning to you for
answers.
It's
not really. It's more of if you wanted to tighten your game up a little bit, I can give you advice on that. You're not going to walk out and get laid like I do. You're not funny. You don't have an accent. You don't have my background.
Right.
That's exactly. That's why women slept with me when I was a kid, because I was like a really good skateboarder with an accent. But there are things you can do to advance your chances, and you know, women, they watch a little, they're more critical, and a lot of us get lazy when we get older, and I think that's why the book came, because a lot of guys grow up doing a certain thing, and then they just stay that way. They don't adjust with the times, and if you want a date, you better adjust, or you're going to go out with some other loser. Let's all try to be a little bit better, everybody, girls and men.
Up your game a bit.
Let me tell you what the surprise is. You listen to a guy like Jason, and in particular, if you're looking at him, you think, oh, this guy's a dirtbag. But you get – no, but I'm serious. But you know that's
true. Same about you, trust me.
But you know that's true, Jason. But then you get into the book, and you actually are saying things like, hey, dress nicely when you go for your date, arrive on time, open her door, pay for her meal. I mean, it's really kind of old-fashioned stuff that I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear from a guy like you.
Yeah. I mean, I live in a Neanderthal world. I mean, I smash my head on the ground and on people's hands, and it's not an intelligent lifestyle, but I talk to the Neanderthals of the world, and I can connect with them. I think I've done a lot for gay and lesbian rights, because the people that listen to me don't know about that, and they don't care. They're closed-minded. When I get them to open their mind and see that people are born that way, you got to give them a chance. It's a simple thing like that. People can adjust themselves just a little bit. Oh, I didn't even know that. Didn't even think about that. That's all it is. It puts little ideas in your head.
Now, one of the quotes that's been going around a lot in publicity for your book that a lot of people have glommed onto, I have to bring up, and that is, you are not a fan of Kate Upton's. You say she looks to you like a humongous cheese sandwich. Please explain.
A cheese sandwich means stock, normal. And I'm not, you know, in my experience, I've slept with girls that, I haven't slept with Kate Upton, but I've slept with girls that kind of look like her. And they're, to me, cheese sandwich means, you're not going to do anything that I haven't seen, and I've seen it, so I don't care. I'm only looking for somebody that's going to have advanced abilities in our private lives. Yeah, just because to me, if I see a girl, oh, look at her, she's a supermodel. I'm like, yeah, she's a really pretty girl. I'd like to kiss her for about half an hour, and then I want to go and have sex with somebody who really knows how to do it.
So you look at Kate Upton, and you think because she's so beautiful,
No, not because she's so beautiful. Because
she can't be good at sex, though?
She's too stock for me. I could be wrong. Hey, you know, I've been wrong before, but she looks to me like somebody that doesn't want to go as far as I want to go, which is
that's a safe bet.
Is that like most people?
That's a safe bet.
Yes, that's okay. I'm not trying to diss her.
Okay.
I'm just saying, to me, I wouldn't even bother because it's never going to go as far as I want it to go.
Right.
Well, what do you do? What do you want? Are you trying to bring a snake into the bedroom? What's so crazy that Kate Upton wouldn't be interested?
You haven't read the book at all. There's a lot of things in there that Kate Upton wouldn't be interested in. Nor do I feel like asking her to do it, quite frankly. I worked myself in, have a girlfriend right now, and we both can do anything we want to each other, and so now I don't need Kate Upton. But if she left me and Kate Upton was like, oh, you're funny on the radio, yeah, follow us on Twitter, I would make out with her, and then I would leave. Because in the end, at about 85%, time, she would start to choke. She'd be like, what the? I'm like, oh yeah, we're just warming up, Upton, trust me.
How long have you been with your girlfriend, Jason?
2 years.
You've been faithful to her?
Yeah, no, first person ever.
Is that a long time for you to be with a girlfriend?
No, I usually cling to somebody. I used to have mothers. I would, because I never had a mother, so I'd go with a girl and then I'd get her to mother me, like clean my clothes and feed me and tell me I'm a bad boy when I smoke too much weed.
Right.
So then I finally went through therapy and stuff. I'm a big boy and I can take care of myself. So now I take care of this girl, and we have no lies. We have no secrets. We're both as creepy as each other, which I never thought was possible. I truly
thought I could find the female version of you.
I truly thought I was alone in the world.
Yeah.
This girl, more and more, I would lead on to who I am and she is, and all of a sudden we're like, wow! Uh-huh. We're like Batman and Robin, just like with our private area.
Who's Robin?
She is.
Just checking.
It's really interesting because I
it
think
it can't be reversed.
I think there are an awful lot of people who have had wild lives with lots of sexual partners growing up who find it difficult to give that up and to settle down and be faithful to one person. But you've been able to do it, and I think that's really interesting.
Well, I'm allowed to sleep with anybody I want. That might make it easier.
I didn't realize you had that deal.
But when he said, "Are you faithful?"
But I don't do
He's faithful to the rules.
Yeah. I don't cheat. If I've ever done anything, I call first. But these days, it's a team thing. We don't really look for random. We look for, beat somebody up.
All right.
Gotcha.
With our privates, if you know what I mean. Yes.
Our guest leads an interesting life. The book is called The Awesome Guide to Life. Get fit, get laid, get your ish together. It is out now. It's a New York Times bestseller, I'm sure, by now. Right, Jason?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Just
I don't even care.
Yes,
it is. It's huge. Everybody's talking about it.
You can meet Jason and get your copy signed at the Barnes & Noble in Rancho Cucamonga, although he would advise against it. That's going to be tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. More with our guest Jason Ellis when we return on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock.
It's easy.
Author and SiriusXM personality Jason Ellis in studio with us here on the Kevin DeBean Show. His program airs on SiriusXM Channel 41. Hey, aren't you on like in a few minutes? Jason, don't you have to leave here and go to your own show?
I really don't appreciate how you don't know who I really am, Pete. I mean, if you really I'm faster than you, I'm stronger than you, you better watch it. I've seen how many followers you got on Twitter. Just step back. I'm 12 to 4, all right, Bean? Don't let this get personal.
12 to 4 Pacific?
Pacific time. Okay.
Well, where are we? Wait, where are you?
We're Pacific.
Wait, West Coast.
He's Pacific.
West Coast, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of times on satellite, they give the East Coast time. I just want to make sure I had it
no,
right.
It's all about New York. You're right, Bean, and I've had enough of it. I mean, how good are they, really? Who's the best? It's obvious that it's me.
We found out during the break there with Jason Ellis that apparently he and I have been feuding for years now. Apparently, we're mortal enemies, Kevin, and I didn't even
realize
it.
You have a hell of a beef going.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, if we weren't on terrestrial, there'd be a lot of other words I'd be using against you right now, Bean. I'm holding them all back.
What did I do?
What's the problem with Bean? Why the hate? What did he do?
Kevin's always been cool.
Right.
Bean sucks. Bean's goes personal.
Wait,
Bean doesn't understand. He tries to make little stabs about how he watches podcasts instead of listening to my show.
He did that, yeah.
And then he's telling me that he doesn't know what hour I'm on. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know when I'm on.
Here's what's funny is that Jason doesn't know either of us, and yet he's made up his mind on both of us.
Well, I know you because of...
I'm here, and Psycho Mike.
That's right. Uh-huh. Psycho Mike said you're cool, and I was like, you're just a butt kisser. They're not cool.
You're right, by the way, in that.
Speaking of Psycho Mike.
Kevin's sweet, Bean. You're so lucky you're not here, man.
He's a dick.
Speaking of Psycho Mike, you had him over to your place a couple of days ago to play something called Sting Pong. What was that about, Jason?
Well, there was this game somebody showed me, Sting Pong, for people that drink. I played it sober, where there's about 12 people around a ping pong table, and you lob it to the guy over the other side. As soon as you lob it, you put the bat down. The guy next to you grabs the bat, so you're trying to keep a rally going with the ping pong table, with the ping pong ball. Whoever misses or makes it, who F's it up, they have to take the T-shirt up, take the T-shirt off, put their back against the table. The other person cracks them on the back with the ball. If the ball misses, they're out. If the ball hits, the guy that got stung is out. The difference with my game is once you're out, now you have to pat a predator, which we say that because otherwise New York gets mad at me. What it really
pat
is.
Pat a predator.
Yeah. We just have lizards and snakes and reptiles and like geckos and yabbies and all these things. And the reptile outpost guys, I'm friends with these reptile guys.
Right.
Basically, they just all bite you.
They'll bite you.
Oh, yeah. But these
Mike
guys...
said something...
Mike got
what
by,
did he say?
Bit by an alligator.
Latched onto his arm. Some kind of an alligator
There was blood everywhere. Baby.
Sweet.
Yeah, but see, they usually let go after a couple of seconds. My girlfriend was the first one out, and it bit her, and it wouldn't let go, and it was really on her, and the reptile guy had to yank it off, and she was bleeding. And Mike, I turn around, and Mike's got his hands on his face, and he's great. His face is great. He's like, oh! And I can tell, because he's trying to... He likes me. He likes the show, and he's not going to back down. From me, because he knows that I won't take that. If you back down, then we're not cool, man.
Right? Because
if you got it, it's about pain. It's about facing your pain.
Right?
I don't make any sense, but I saw it in his eyes right there. If it was anybody else, he was leaving. But he just looked at me and was like, "Okay, it's gonna keep going."
I'm good with this. I'm good with this, is what he probably thought. And
they kept biting me. Then I lost it. Yabby bit me in the finger and it wouldn't let go for like 10 minutes. So I was on one knee on the ground screaming for my life while this thing was trying to take my hand off. Another one bit a guy's ear and he was going to punch the reptile guy and the snake because it wouldn't get off.
Oh my God.
Mike loses. So he just thinks that whatever's going to get him is going to potentially kill him. And he's friends with Drew,
right,
who's the most paranoid. Oh, you're going to die. I saw him yesterday. You're going to die. Your ear could fall off. Your penis could fall off if you have sex with all these people. I'm like, dude, let me live.
Drew's not going to kill you. He's just predicting your death.
Constantly, I mean, though.
But he's not going to be the instrument of death.
No, he just wants to be my boyfriend.
Okay. I cannot see Drew hanging out with you, Jason. I just can't see
it. We really bond, and if I wasn't...
Is it because you're in the Swole Patrol? Is that why?
Super Hedro. I would try. I'd probably give it a go.
Mike told us yesterday that he's a little jealous of your relationship with Drew, that you guys are a little closer than they are. Like, you'll text each other and get together and...
There used to be a joke, and now it's every time we talk, especially on the radio, if I'm on his podcast, it gets real deep real fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm not planning it. I don't plan anything on my show, but he was on yesterday, and it just immediately got serious emotional and how much we care for each other and how good we are at what we do. And I'm like, this isn't a joke. I really love you, man.
Now, I want to get back just for a second to Mike getting bit. So what was his face like when that was happening?
He was... It's one of those things, because I get bit all the time because of the show. They look way worse than it is. Like I got bitten in between the fingers, so it did hurt. But you see it coming, and that's more the pain.
Right.
This thing's hit. A lot of them are so angry when they come out of the jar. They're like, ah! I don't care unless you've dealt with them your whole life. You're like, oh, I'm not putting that on me.
So how many people did Mike have to watch get hurt before he got hurt?
I think maybe 8, maybe 10.
Oh, my God.
He must have been frightened out of his mind.
Yeah, he looked pasty.
He did.
Yeah, he looked like he was going to faint.
That's awesome.
Two guys left. Two guys halfway through, it got that bloody and that messy.
And they left.
Two freestyle motocross champion guys that get knocked out for a living ran out of the building. No text, no call, gone. I haven't spoken
to him. He just left. You may never talk to him again.
That might be very true.
That sounds like a party.
Bean. It'll be sweet for you. Trust me. You'll win for sure.
I'm sure you'll light something special up for me. Yeah. Hey, speaking of you and Drew and Mike and all the other members of the Swole Patrol, I get the impression a lot of your book is about how people are fat slobs, basically. You got no time for people like our man Beer Mug in the back of the studio here who just let themselves go at an early age, right?
Wait, you're Beer Mug?
Yeah, that's it.
You're not that fat.
Yeah,
Bean's a butthole. Man, I was right. Man, you are lame. You're not fat, dude. You're out of shape.
Yeah,
that's all it is. And if you're in shape, women would want to sleep with you more.
No, but
whether you're into that is a different story.
Jason, here's the thing, though. He'll run from the bathroom, which is literally 6 steps down the hallway, in here, and be out of breath for a half hour.
You smoke a lot?
I quit. But I did.
The answer is yes.
I mean, he's going to die. It seems like he's going to die. So.
Yeah, smoking.
That in no way negates that Bean's a butthole, though.
No.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay. You got to look out for him, Kevin. It must be a tough. You must get all the money because you got to make him look like a nice guy.
Oh,
it must
no,
be
no,
brutal.
No. I'm agreeing with you that Bean is a butthole.
Oh, okay.
Yes, well, I'm on the butthole side.
Well, then you're the smart one of the team. Then.
I can hear you guys. You know that, right? I guess what I was saying is it seems like a lot of your book, this is a selling point. I'm trying to move some books here for you, Jason. That's a selling point is you do give tips on how people can lose weight because you have no tolerance for people who say they can't or it's hard, right?
Not really tips.
In my experience, when you're working out, when people work out, the first thing they say when things get hard is, I can't. And it's not even them. It's your body screams, I can't. When it's one more chin up, run one more, another 100 feet. I can't. I literally can't. It's your mind giving up, and you gave up because you haven't made the decision to make a big change in your life. You know, I'm not like a naturally. If I eat pizza, I become a fat man.
Yeah, you say in your book you're a fat man waiting to happen.
Yeah, I have to work out. I have to try all the time. And I've found from mixed martial arts and training, there was a time there where I would say, I can't. Someone else would do it past me. And I was like, wait, he can stay longer. Well, then I can stay longer and better to the point where pain is not. the same thing to me anymore. I can go past it, even if I was to smoke as much cigarettes as your boy over there.
Well, not cigarettes, but
my, well, then me and him are in the same boat. I've had fights before where I can't breathe because I might enjoy marijuana too much from time to time, and my brain says, "Too bad, suffocate, punch him," and then you stay there. But really,
he says, "Eat."
The fat thing is, I use that word, and I know it's annoying to people, you know, obese or overweight. I'm just trying to get it. It's tough love. I know that if you're 20 pounds overweight, you make that adjustment. Your life, it's unfortunate, but people treat you better when you're in shape. It's not fair, but it's your game. It's your life. It's your career. It's the money that feeds your kids. Be in shape. Be mentally in shape. Be a little bit better than you were. It's your life. It's going to end soon. Why would you not be the best
Dr.
you
Drew
can?
Will make sure that it ends soon.
You're going to die, B. Lose some weight.
Well, I guess the book is inspirational. That's the point I was trying to get. Is it? Somebody's going to read this book and they're going to go, "Hey, if that guy can do it, then I can do it." At least that's the hope. Anyway.
You have no idea how many times we're going to play "Being You're a Butthole." We're going to replay that. Over and over.
I can write a song about it if you want. My band will whip that up and put it on iTunes. We'll go to number one.
All right. That's the next time we'll talk to you. That is the debut Beans a Butthole, apparently, our new smash hit here on K-Rock. The book is called The Awesome Guide to Life. Get fit, get laid, get your ish together. It's out now. It's available everywhere through Amazon.com and fine retailers everywhere. And you can meet Jason Ellis tomorrow at the Barnes & Noble in Rancho Cucamonga. And don't miss him this afternoon at noon on Sirius XM Channel 41. Jason, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks. Don't show your face.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:57.
By the way, Monday morning here on The Kevin and Bean Show, big announcement for you at 7:20. Details on April Foolishness 2014.
Can't wait.
A lot of people have been asking as we get into March here, "Hey, what's up with April Foolishness? Are you guys doing it?" Yes, we are. And we will have details on the show and tickets and everything you need to know Monday morning right here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on with you?
Hey, thanks for the segue regarding tickets, because I have some tickets to give away right now.
Nicely done, all of you.
Not to that April Fantastico show, whatever it is you guys do.
Foolishness. April Foolishness.
Yeah. But to Paley Fest 2014.
Yay!
If you know anything about me, you know how much I love the Paley Fest. Paley Fest is the Paley Center's tribute to television. They do it each and every year where they bring back casts and creative teams of some of your favorite TV shows, some of your current TV shows that are on the air now. It all happens from March 13th through the 28th at the Dolby Theater at Hollywood and Highland. For full details and tickets, you can go to paleycenter.org. That's paleycenter.org. Not many tickets left because a lot of them go early. A lot of people join the Paley Center, which used to be the Museum of Television and Radio. They become members, which is a great idea because it's a nonprofit organization and it keeps the center going. But you also get early access to these tickets. So not many tickets left. Many of the events are already sold out. However, I will be giving tickets away throughout the fest.
Because that's how you do.
Because that's how I do. And I love my TV geek friends, and I want them to be able to spend an evening with their favorite casts and creative teams of their favorite TV shows. And it really is a unique look into your favorite TV shows that you wouldn't get any other way. They bring out all the creators and the writers and the directors as well as the cast, and there's an open Q&A. You get to ask them questions. It's always fascinating, especially if you're deeply in love with one of the TV shows featured this year. Let me give you a heads up. Orange is the New Black, American Horror Story, Coven, How I Met Your Mother, Lost, to bring it back to Lost Gang, Veep, Mad Men, many, many more. So go check out paleycenter.org for more details. Tickets today I have. And this is going to make people crazy because I know diehard fans of this show, including our own producer, Dave the King of Mexico, Veronica Mars. How about that?
Adele Dazeem.
Not Adele Dazeem. Mm. No, Veronica Mars.
All right.
You want to go spend the evening with the cast and creators of Veronica Mars on March the 13th? Then answer my little trivia question. I'm not going to just give this away. I want true Veronica Mars fans, Mars bars, to go.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows. And I knew there was something sweet their fan base was called. Mars bars would be so much better than marshmallows.
Well,
it's not Veronica Marsh.
Take it up with Kristen Bell. Sorry.
It's not Veronica Marsh.
I didn't create it.
That's
she
tough
did.
To argue, though.
It's Mars.
Yeah.
What fictional city did Veronica Mars take place in? If you know the name of the fictional town where Veronica fought crime, along with her private detective dad.
Glendale!
that's not a fictional town. That's a real town.
Oh.
All right, now 1-800-520-1067. First caller through with the correct answer gets a pair of tickets to spend the evening with the folks of Veronica Mars. And, of course, that big Veronica Mars movie coming out soon, too. So it's a big year for VM, as we call her. We marshmallows. Marshmallows. Hey, here's some interesting Coachella news. Sleigh Bells has been added to the Coachella mix. How about that? Sleigh Bells all set to perform at Coachella next month. They've also booked a North American tour around those weekends. Begins March 14th in Austin, Texas, and wraps up July the 19th through the 22nd at the Firefly Music Festival in Dover, Delaware. But for those of you folks thinking about heading to Coachella, Sleigh Bells has been added to the mix. So that's a good reason to go, isn't it?
I wonder if the drums will be turned up really loud and the vocals will be distorted.
They like to make some noise. I'll tell you that much. Here's one thing I know about them. They like them some noise.
They do like noise.
Yeah. More music news. Alice Cooper, legendary Alice Cooper, is getting a documentary made about his life. And it's going to.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
No, it's not correct at all. No, Alice Cooper does not have a wooden hand. He was famous most for donning makeup and doing elaborate horror/rock and roll shows with snakes and guillotines. And he was the first shock rocker before Kiss, before Marilyn Manson. He was the father of it all, or the mother of it all, if you're Alice Cooper. Anyway, they're doing a documentary about him. It's going to debut at the 2014 Tribeca Film Festival. And by all accounts, it's quite a film. It's not just a doc. It's also got animation in it, and it's got part rock opera and footage from the vaults. It's going to be very impressive. It's called Super Duper Alice Cooper, which I would have renamed if I had a vote.
Sure.
But,
that's the placeholder name, or that's the final name?
That's the actual name.
Okay.
People have been seeing it and saying it's a remarkable piece of rock and roll film, so you may want to check that out if you get a chance. It'll also be on DVD and Blu-ray soon. So.
Ralph, you have one of your winner for your question?
I want a winner bad.
All right.
Cammy?
Yes?
Cammy, are you a marshmallow?
Yes, I am.
What's the name of the fictional town where Veronica Mars took place?
Neptune, California.
Neptune, California.
Yay!
That's correct. Congratulations. You and a friend are going to go see the cast and creators of Veronica Mars at the Paley Fest.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Hold on. We're going to give you all the details.
Nicely done.
Alert security. Alert Kristen Bell Security, the cameo is coming.
That's who you want. Is you want somebody
I'm
who's as
saying,
excited as she
I
is.
I can tell. I can spot him from a mile away, and Cammy's trouble.
Do you guys think they'll let Dave in to the Paley Center for that? Because you know he and Kristen broke up.
No, they'll probably have his picture there with a certain little...
That's what I'm afraid of. This is going to be a big rejection.
What are they going to have with this picture?
Do not enter. What did I say? Did I say something wrong?
I don't know.
We were just waiting. Sounded like it was going to go off the
rails. He trailed off into Bertations, yeah. So I didn't know what was going to happen. No, they've got his picture, but it's just a picture. That's all I heard.
I don't even realize I'm doing it.
I didn't realize
it's not good
happening.
News.
Oh, I got this Walmart story. We have no time.
Sorry.
All right, in a little bit, I'm going to tell you a very funny Walmart story. Yes, I did have a granola bar. Celebrity birthdays today. And where's my list? Where is that? Here it is. Bryan Cranston, 58 years old today. Comedian Wanda Sykes is 50. Rachel Weisz. Every morning you greet me. 43 years old today. Peter Sarsgaard is also 43. Jenna Fisher turns 40. And Laura Prepon is 34 years old today. Excuse me, do you have any Laura Prepon? I say to people when I pull up next to them in my limousine. I do. I roll down the window and say, pardon me, do you have any Laura Prepon?
File.
Yeah.
How dare you file?
File? Well, you could not take it back if you want, but...
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Congratulations to Oscar Rogel. Rogel? Rogel. Rogel. From New Hall.
All three of them won.
All three of them won 3-day passes for Coachella. We do it at 9 a.m. and at 5 p.m., and we're going to do it right through Coachella.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Welcome to Kevin Beach Show here on a Friday. This is Bean speaking. I got no real time for smokers. I don't like it. I don't like I would never date a woman who smoked. I don't like hanging out with people who smoke. Even if they're not smoking, they still smell bad. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Having said all of that, and having said that, I wish everybody would quit smoking because it's just a stupid, expensive thing that's going to kill you. Having said all of that, I'm starting to feel a little bit bad for the smokers.
They're getting beat about the head.
I'm starting to feel a little bad for the smokers who are just trying to enjoy a legal activity in America, and they're being forced further and further and further away from buildings. And I understand why. I understand what the intent is. But now they're out in the woods right now trying to smoke. So so some smart guy says, hey, what about electronic cigarettes? Hey, we got this way that we can smoke that isn't tobacco, doesn't put tobacco in the air. It's not going to be harmful to anybody. It doesn't smell bad. It doesn't have put smoke all over you. What about the e-cigarettes? Let's just use those instead, which seems like a pretty reasonable solution, kind of a compromise, I think. No.
End of story?
No. No e-cigs for you. L.A. City Council this week unanimously said, not so much with the e-cigarettes. You're not allowed to use those either in public places, including parks and certain beaches. And apparently it is very heated, and apparently a lot of people are very upset about it. And there's going to be a big rally down at Pershing Square tomorrow. We wanted to find
out
more.
They're going to smoke the crap out of those e-cigs.
They might just. We wanted to find out more about it. We have the founder of VapeMenders.com. VapeMenders.com. We'll find out what that's all about with our guest, Norm Bauer, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Norm. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning. And you know, I wouldn't date a woman who smoked either.
All right. Now, what is VapeMenders.com? What's this all about?
All right. So basically, I am not a smoker. I've never been a smoker. But I saw the proliferation of all these businesses that support vaping. And even though I've never been addicted to nicotine, I see how bad it is. And so I see all the wonderful benefits that people are getting after decades, I mean, decades of smoking cigarettes. So you have a lot of baby boomers, which I'm a baby boomer, who now are able to smoke, you know, electronic cigarettes. And who's really gravitated towards it is the millennials. They are all over this, and to them it's a toy, it's a social involvement, and absolutely should be restricted, but it's, excuse me, regulated, but absolutely not being restricted.
All right, you lost me there. So your organization is what? Are you advocating for the use of e-cigs or against the use of e-cigs?
Oh, absolutely for. We're basically a consulting company, but we also advocate for free rights. I help people who have vape stores already, for people who want to get into the business, and I absolutely help support the right to vape because it cannot be put in the same. You can't throw out the baby with the bathwater and call it a nicotine product or a tobacco product.
And let's make sure people understand that, Norm is saying vape, not rape, okay? I don't want to get any kind of angry emails here, where the right to vape is what we're talking about. Now, I was surprised to see on your website that e-cigarettes have been around since 1963, but I feel like I never even saw anyone using it until the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, they've actually, you know, there were some very, very early trials on it, but it really hasn't been around in anything significant since about 4 or 5 years ago. And you had the early adapters who, you know, who started vaping. And when I started my business, which wasn't all that long ago, there was probably a couple dozen stores. Now it's increased about tenfold to the point of where it's almost become a commodity. You probably can't drive more than 5 minutes to find a vape store. You can now get e-cigarettes in Costco's and a lot of other retail locations. And so now what's become a Southern California phenomenon is just streaking across the country, very, very big in the southeast, starting to circle around. It's actually made its way into middle America, right through the heart of the United States.
And what happened? They banned it now?
No. What's happening is there's basically three different levels of regulation. There's the FDA. There's the 800-pound gorilla. And the problem is that there's a lot of controversy of exactly what is in the vapor that people smoke and what's in the e-cigarettes. So the FDA has been supposed to put on a regulation for actually quite some time, and we have good intel of exactly what the regulations are going to be. So you have the federal level, then you have the state level, which California on a state level has not really done anything, but there are several states that have.
Right.
But the worst is the cities. The cities are getting a lot of heat by the schools because the kids in school are being caught with vaping apparatus, and sometimes it has nicotine products, and sometimes it has cannabis in it.
Oh, now that's interesting. I guess I didn't realize that. So when you see somebody with an e-cigarette, you don't know what he's smoking. Sometimes it could just be water, right? And sometimes it could be tobacco, and sometimes it could be marijuana.
Well, it's never going to be water, but normally what it is, it's a fluid. And the fluid is comprised of water. It has flavoring. Sometimes it has nicotine, but it doesn't. So imagine someone who's smoked for decades who can't quit. This gives them a chance to wean off of it to the point of where they can still have the oral fixation of putting a pipe in their mouth, and they can have the wonderful taste and the wonderful smell, but yet they can actually smoke without any nicotine whatsoever if they choose to do so.
Are people actually using the e-cigarettes to try to quit smoking, or are they just using them as a substitute for when they can't smoke?
That's an awesome question. There's actually three reasons why people vape. You know, one, far and away, is the millennials. To them, it's a toy, it's a commodity. They like the social environment. You have the Gen Xs who basically have, in many cases, been smoking for decades, but they don't want to submit to being a social pariah. They don't want to expose their kids or their grandchildren to secondhand smoke. And the segment that's really coming on strong is the baby boomers, the people who have been smoking for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And this is the best alternative that they found, in addition to nicotine gum and patches, which have not been successful for them.
This is the voice of Norm Bauer here on the Kevin DeVine Show from VapeMentors.com. The rally tomorrow at Pershing Square, what's going to be happening and what do you hope to come out of it?
Well, right now I think that the thing that's going to turn this stupid decision around is going to be public outcry. Because the general population, guys, really doesn't have as much opposition to vaping as does the city council. And so what's happening is you have large cities like New York and Chicago and now Los Angeles who are basically copycatting each other because they don't want to stick their neck out and approve it, so they'd rather take a more conservative approach and disapprove it. So what we hope to happen tomorrow is that we want to have hundreds, if not thousands, of people out who basically say that this is not tobacco, this is mostly water vapor that you're seeing, and this is something that's a much, much healthier alternative to tobacco products. And we absolutely support that there should be regulation of the ingredients, but we do not want restrictions of being able to vape in public.
Okay. Kevin, what do you think? You get to rule on this. What do you think?
I say vape.
Vape on?
Yep, vape on.
Vape them if you got them.
Are they coming to me for a ruling, Bean? Because
you never know, man. You got to be ready.
I'm ready.
All right, Norm. So vapementors.com is where people can go for more information, and we can follow you on Twitter. And I bet that's exciting. At Norm Bauer, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you sharing your information with us.
Hey, guys. Have an awesome day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You too.
106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 944.
But at least I can spell, you
guys. I'm a good speller. I won the spelling bee in the sixth grade.
K, ampersand, pound sign, umlaut, D. Is that right?
Last good thing I did, and I'm never going to let you guys forget it. Hey, Ralph is here. Time for the final look at the Showbiz Beat for a week of Kevin and Bean shows. This is it, Ralph. You're done. We're done.
Hardly. First of all, Kevin and I are going to be drunk tonight at Morongo Casino and Resort and Spa and Hotel and all kinds of things they got there in Morongo. All nuts there.
We're doing our big blackjack tournament tonight. It's Kevin and myself and Dave, the King of Mexico, and Brima. And so if you're going to be in the neighborhood, if you're out there near Cabazon.
Let's say you're going out to Coachella 5 weeks early.
Or the Inland Empire area. If that's where you reside and you got nothing to do tonight, come on out. You don't even need to play blackjack. I don't know if there's any seats available or not. You can go to krock.com and try to sign up, I guess, last minute if you want. But regardless, just come on out and say hi and have a good time. We're going to be partying at tacos and tequilas afterwards, and we're going to be having a good time there at Morongo. So come on out and see us. That's first. So
unless you have a restraining order.
Unless, yes, you're one of those.
In which case.
And this is a long list, actually.
In which case, stay away.
Yeah, you know who you are. Just don't come out.
You're not invited, and you don't work for
right,
us.
And we're not hiring you, and it's over. Let it move it on. So it's not over yet. We got a big night tonight.
Yes, right? Correct.
And then I got a big day tomorrow, and then Billy Connolly tomorrow night at the Monkle Bond.
You're so excited.
I'm so excited. So it's going to be a big, 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 big weekend. And then Sunday morning, got to get up early Sunday morning.
Now, what would you get up early Sunday morning for?
8 a.m.
You're running in the marathon?
On the Disney XD channel at 8 a.m., I will be the special guest star in the animated series Avengers Assemble. Marvel had me come in and voice the evil supervillain Mojo for their episode this Sunday.
You got to be like a pig and slop in there doing that. That's just got to be the best.
So great. It was me against Hawkeye and the Hulk. And I'm this giant green alien, man. And I have this giant floating chair, and I'm like killing people and stuff, and everything was awesome. Here's a little taste of me as Mojo.
That's right, sports fans. We've got ourselves a good old Derby of Demise. The rules are simple. There are none. Let the alien standing live.
Yeah. Come on.
Don't get thrown off by daylight savings time, though.
Yeah,
saving.
Daylight savings time is this weekend.
No,
you'll miss
thing
that
as savings.
8 a.m. time. You'll miss that. You won't watch the actual...
So we spring forward because it's spring. So it's an hour ahead. You have to move your clocks an hour ahead because of daylight savings time. So
saving.
Make sure
no
you,
S at the end there.
Don't
sure
do daylight savings away. On Saturday night. Hey, Sunday morning, then you're going to miss
daylight
that cartoon.
Savings time.
Right. Saving, right. Yeah, I have an Avengers question for Ralph, and forgive me if this is ignorant because, you know, I'm just not conversing in your world, but... Is Mojo, is that a thing? Is that a new thing for this series? Or is Mojo a supervillain that's been around for a long time?
Oh, God.
Because I remember Mojo from Powerpuff Girls was the big supervillain in the Powerpuff Girls. Unrelated, though, right?
That's a monkey. That's not the same thing. Mojo's been around a lot longer than the Powerpuff Girls, my friends.
All right, now what's Mojo's deal?
Mojo, primarily a villain of the X-Men, but in this particular episode, he is crossing over to give the Avengers a hard time as well.
So you're doing a voice of a character that you actually read about in comic books when you were a kid.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Ralph, other than your daughter, do you know anyone who knows as much about the Powerpuff Girls?
No.
As Bean.
My daughter doesn't even know who the hell the Powerpuff
okay.
Girls are.
Just checking. Just... So don't forget Daylight Savings Time.
David Savings Time.
Saving.
Sure
Bean's a Daylight Savings asshole!
Speaking of tape, are we all getting so numb? Are we all getting so inured to the magic that is Kevin?
What
that
happened?
We don't even hear it anymore.
Yes.
I tried to point it out.
Oh, is this when we...
I tried to point it out, and everyone was like, oh, let's just go about our conversation, and we'll just talk to Kevin like he's speaking English. We were talking about the Veronica Mars evening at the Paley Fest on the 13th of March, and Bean asked, is Dave the King of Mexico going to be there, or is he, is he persona non grata because they broke up, because Kristen Bell and Dave the King of Mexico broke up? And Kevin... answered him, and then Bean said, that's what I thought. That's what I assumed. And I'm like, what? Did anyone not hear that? So just to check my own sanity, I had Beer Mug isolate Kevin's response to Bean's question. And you tell me if it's, is it me or is it Kevin?
I'll probably have his picture there with a sudden little...
That's what he said. And everyone acted like that was a thing. Like the words were spoken.
I'll probably have his picture there with a sudden little...
That's what? What?
Usually, I...
There are words, usually.
No, usually, though, like, I feel I can tell it's going south. I didn't think anything happened.
That was straight up burtation.
Wow.
One more time.
I'll probably have his picture there with a sudden little...
What?
Did it, Kevin?
What? Did you just give up on what you were trying to say? Because you assumed we understood what the intent was?
I don't know. Because when Ralph mentioned it, I was like, I don't know what he's talking
and
about.
And I stopped the show and go, what? What's going to be there with this picture? And like, oh, I said it. And Beat's like, oh, yeah, that's what I thought would happen with you. I'm like, what? Is it? What? Is it me? Did I just go deaf?
I think you're tuned to it more than the rest of us.
Apparently.
I didn't think it happened. Bean didn't think it happened, but this happened. I'll probably have his picture there with a sudden...
With the Sentinels?
I guess I just speak Kevin at this point, and I understood what he was trying to say was they were going to have a picture and a sign-up, so they wouldn't allow him in the facility. I mean, that's what I took away from what I heard.
Well, what you heard was this.
I'll probably have his picture there with a sudden... Honestly, I don't know what that is.
Nobody's going to be laughing when Kevin actually has a stroke in front of us, and we all just say, oh, it's just Kevin, and he's...
I'll probably have his picture there with a sudden...
Sentinels.
What do you think I'm trying to say? Sentinels?
I have no idea. Bean's the only one who got any information out of it.
But I was just guessing. I can't imagine what the real words were going to be.
I'll probably have his picture there with a sentinel.
That's what he was trying to say. He was trying to say, call 911.
So bizarre.
I just had a blowout in my cerebral cortex.
Wow.
Kevin, do you drive home in silence sometimes and just shake your head and go?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I do, but I didn't.
What am I doing?
Absolutely. Like, most of them I find funny. Some of them I really am embarrassed and mad at myself at. And then others I didn't like that. I didn't even realize. I had no idea that was coming out of my mouth. And it bothers me that it did, but what are you going to do?
I would think those would be the most disturbing. The ones that you come out of your mouth and you don't even know are coming out of your mouth.
I'll probably have his picture there with a sudden...
With a sentinel.
Ralph, what do you think he was trying to say?
I have no idea. That's why I stopped the show and everybody looked at me like I was crazy.
We were talking about Dave not getting let in.
Right.
Right.
So I understood the first part. They'll probably have his picture there.
Okay.
Then what happens?
They'll probably have his picture there with a Sentinel.
I'm getting Sentinel. I don't know. I don't. Honestly, I don't. But then you stopped. You didn't even continue.
I don't know.
With a Sentinel.
Unless you're narcoleptic, there's no excuse for ending a sentence like that.
Oh, I think that was a good ending. I'm happy with that. They'll probably have his picture there with a Sentinel.
Did you
the Ghostbusters sign? Was that what in your head, like the circle with the slash?
Oh, maybe that's, I don't know.
Is that what you were thinking? But no way to say it.
Was I saying circle with a slash? No, I didn't say half those words.
No, but I had the feeling that that's where you were trying to head.
They'll probably have his picture there with a Sentinel.
I don't know how you get that.
Like you got lost on the way.
That's a great guess, though.
That
Lisa.
Is a great
that
guess.
Is a good guess.
Because it makes sense with what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got me.
I like it. I think Kevin's doing great.
Or the Sentinels would be there.
Ralph is Ralph is super in tune with that stuff, though, man. If I mess up one part of one word, his eyes get big and he's this is so exciting.
I'm so picky because I stopped when I heard this.
We all held our breath at that moment, hoping that you would go on because we knew it was going to be delicious. But then you stopped.
And it was delicious as well.
It was.
I'll probably have his picture there with a Sentinel. And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
Right, then he went on with that. And Dave doesn't have a wooden hand. It just got worse. All right, let's
we're
go
out of
home.
Time.
Let's go home. Have a good weekend, everybody.
That's not showbiz.
Celebrity birthdays today. It is. That's nothing more. I do entertainment news, and nothing's more entertaining than that.
I'll probably have his picture there with a Sentinel. And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
Right, exactly. Today's celebrity birthdays. Bryan Cranston's 58. Comedian Wanda Sykes celebrates her 50th birthday. Rachel Weisz, she's 43. Peter Sarsgaard, also 43 today. Jenna Fischer of The Office fame, she's 40 years old. And Laura Prepon, of course, we know her from That 70s Show. And now, Orange is the New Black, 34. Have a good weekend, everybody. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, we have all the details for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness 2014. That will be at 7:20.
I'll probably have his picture there with a Sentinel.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is just Nietzsche's way of saying hi.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Big Carcella.
Roll another one.
Tony.
Dan. Zahn.
Just like the other one.
Y'all look like a bunch of dumbasses.
This one seems to be about the
and he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
And I need another hand.
Ever since I stopped listening to the Kevin and Bean Show 2 months ago, my marriage has improved, I got a promotion at work, and my kids don't think I'm an asshole anymore. Thanks, Kevin and Dean.
Glad to help.
Roll, 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 roll another one.
Is it just rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
Just like the other one.
CBS cares.
This one seems to be about cement.
I guess it does.
I don't have another cent.
This is weird. Can I go home now?
Just pass it around.
I would so rather be in prison.
Be still my beating balls.
I just pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
This was supposed to be a great day. Instead, it was awful.
Thank God I finally get some time away from the evil monkey in my closet.
You guys did a good job tonight.
Impressive.
I can't wait
you
to do it for real. That was a good warm-up.
Yes, very good warm-up.
Yes. Yeah.
Goodbye, Kevin and Dean.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Just let it go.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Sydney. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, America. We now return you to your local station.
They'll probably have his picture there with a Sentinel.